The Sports Roundtable Show is proud to bring you information and entertainment. Our discussions and topics voice our opinions, which are not meant to offend you, our listeners. Log on to hm3inc.com for all archived shows.
This is Big Ho from Bankhead. Thanks for tuning in. You're about to tune in to another hot episode from the SRT crew. SRT crew, are y'all ready?
We ready if you ready.
Let's get down then.
What up, Atlanta? Put your hands up. Let's get this thing started. SRT. See, every single week, my people gotta do one thing. Turn that SRT up, and I gotta tune in. We talking touchdowns, home runs, goals, and interceptions. Hosted by Big Ho, the Big Head Legend. Watch your kids, boy. Some big dogs coming. You want that smooth operator dial, slick money, sports round table. The truth, no fables. Top flow penthouse over Atlantic Station. Shining like a diamond jeweler, sports miss tip. Smith superhero Hancock. Pay tuition with a pick. Get a laugh, get a thrill. Get your sports, they ill. D will fill them in on Bama this year. Come.
What up? It's the Sports Roundtable live from the penthouse 300 floor overlooking Atlantic Station. This is the final episode in the penthouse as the SRT crew Sports Roundtable is evolutionizing the internet radio as we move it on to bigger and better things in 2016. Episode 95 is the episode tonight. Thanks for tuning in. Last week, as we got down and we talked about a whole lot of things, thanks for tuning in. Thanks, our loyal listeners. Check us out, hm3inc.com. And for the last show in the penthouse, the crew is in the building, along with our six man, and Youngin is in the building as well. And we are sipping wine and other things, and we are just enjoying ourselves tonight as we are celebrating the birth of the place that birthed the SRT crew. My main man from the Gump is in the building. Mr. D. Will.
What's happening?
Crew, what up?
I ain't say hi tonight.
There you go.
What's up, crew?
What's up?
What up, Weezy?
I am in a great mood up in the penthouse 300 floor, man. The place that birthed us. Say it again, Big Ho.
The place that birthed the Sports Round
Table. When I walked in here for the first time, I met everybody sitting at this table except Big Ho. For the first time, I met every face in here, in this place right here.
It's big.
Yeah.
It's big.
I've seen y'all more in this place than I've ever seen y'all anywhere in my life.
Is it?
Everybody in here.
Exactly.
Wow. That's dope, man.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
And for the love to be in here, that's dope.
Yeah, it is.
I love y'all. Go ahead.
And you already know who's in the building with much love.
For the last time, the Jewel of Sports is in the building.
Bling!
What up, crew?
What up?
Last time in the penthouse, recording the show.
Yay.
It's so bittersweet.
Hey.
Just this show now.
Hey, then, well, we might do some old location things.
Yeah. But, you know.
Yeah. But yeah, I met everybody for the first time here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Awesome.
Yeah.
This is bittersweet.
It is.
Bittersweet.
Penthouse.
Absolutely. And I got my main man from Memphis. I got to get a Memphis boy. They Memphis thing.
Get it.
My main man from Memphis. They call him Slim now.
What up?
The sports superhero, Mr. Hancock.
What's up, crew?
The professor.
Slim.
What's up,
last show in the penthouse.
Hey.
What up?
What it do, baby?
What's happening?
Boy.
I got something to tell you, though.
Get it.
Posted the pictures on Facebook today.
Oh, yeah?
Got a text. Who is that guy in the black? I said, huh? I posted a bunch of pictures. No, the guy sitting by himself and got glasses on. Who is that guy? Oh. Did y'all add anybody? I said, oh, did you blow it up?
Oh, that's Hancock!
Seldom seen.
Hey.
No more skinny lens.
Hey,
It is the skinny lens.
It is the skinny lens.
Everything good, Han?
Yes, sir.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
That's up, baby. We're going backwards like Benjamin Button, baby.
Hey.
Looking good.
That's what I'm talking about. Mr. Hancock celebrated his birthday this past Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
As he turned, and we're going to move on.
We're
going
to move right on from that, baby.
Tell you, hey, you're 35 forever.
There it is.
35 forever.
We'll say that. 35 years ago, the legend was born.
No number?
No, we ain't going to do
it. Okay.
Okay. And y'all already know. The man, can I touch you?
Get some of that anointing off of him.
Hold on. First of all, let me stop.
That boy's so blessed right now.
First of all, I met Slick over 25 years ago. He'd helped me then, right? Along with Hancock. Absolutely.
Yeah. It was a team effort.
Along with Hancock.
Yeah, it was a team effort. Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't go.
You couldn't pick two greater guys.
My man.
What you talking
about? I wouldn't go starving.
Oh, absolutely not. We love to eat.
We go play videos all night.
We go eat.
You know, and things.
And
that
you
is.
Had sex, too. We took care of you, too.
Hey!
You got something to eat and sex.
Hey!
This is the last show, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is tell all.
She said tell all.
Yeah.
But I'm going to leave that part out.
Okay.
I'm going to leave that part out.
25 years later, you helped birth Sports Roundtable. With the hospitality, your courteousness. Did I say that right, Tim?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll roll with it.
Educated.
And I'll let, well, D. Will and Tiffany know what else you've helped us with the hospitality and things of that nature.
The hospitality nation.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So I have to thank you once again, 25 years later, for being an inspiration, not just to my life, but to a bunch of lives all over the nation, because you believe in a vision that you helped me create by helping me 25 years early. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Plenty.
My man.
That's impressive.
That is impressive.
I don't know if to shout or cry.
Now you can get it.
Do I get an introduction? That was my introduction?
Slick Money.
Hey, what's happening, everybody?
What up, Slick Money?
What's happening? Birthday boy?
Yes, sir.
Man. What's happening?
The prettiest girl in sports.
Hey, Slick.
Forget the TV ladies. She's here. Mm-hmm. The sexiest man.
Pause.
Yeah, the sexiest man, D. Jizzle.
Yes, sir.
Roll Tide, Roll.
Roll Tide.
My man. Seen some ups and downs. He's seen me struggle. And he finna see me get excited.
Oh, we see you on top, boy.
Yes, sir. Howard, this is just the beginning.
Just the beginning.
God said, if you keep talking about me, I'm going to keep elevating you. So I'm telling y'all, put your seatbelt on.
Put them on.
Because we finna ride.
I'm ready.
And I ain't playing, AJ, I ain't planning on leaving nobody behind.
Let's go.
When Obama and them say what? Don't leave no kid behind.
No kid left behind.
I ain't leaving no friends behind.
No child left behind.
That's right. I ain't leaving nobody behind, HM3. But seriously. This would never be possible if it wasn't for all of y'all. I love sports. I love the energy that y'all bring every week, the lies y'all tell. I think y'all heard that.
You tell them, baby.
I'm just joking. They are intelligent people. Everybody has a degree except me. I'm the dumbest guy on the show. But isn't that funny? God said, don't worry about education, Horace. Just show up, and I'll do the rest. Good to see y'all. Let's keep it moving. In case y'all don't know, we hanging out with HM3 tomorrow for his birthday. No, it ain't your birthday.
No, whose birthday is it? Hancock.
Okay, we hanging out with Superhero for his birthday tomorrow. We can't take us to a private location. We hate to tell y'all what it is because a whole lot of people show up and want a free ride. We ain't giving out free rides, Hancock.
No.
But you get to get whatever you want.
Whoa.
Boy, what you talking about? If the steak be big as Texas, I want you to eat it. Let's do it, Hara. Another great show. Yes,
absolutely.
Sir. Thank you for the intro. Penthouse going to miss everybody. Hey, it is what it is.
Absolutely. Thanks for tuning in again, episode 95. We got a lot in store tonight as NFL.
Man, I'm going to miss that liquor cabinet.
Football is here, And are we watching football or basketball tonight?
Nah, we basketball.
We should be watching football.
We flipping.
Do you need a drink, dude?
When you're playing FanDuel, you watch it out.
There you go. On tonight's show, we got the news and notes. And we got a lot to talk about tonight, especially about what's going on in the state of Texas.
Woo.
Woo. Some news and notes, some nuggets on that one. Open discussion, we're going to talk about open discussion, college football, NFL. Blake Bortles, we're going to talk about him and his underrated season, in my opinion. Jacob sticks it out with UGA, we'll talk about that. NBA roundtable discussion. Dwight Howard is in the news.
Yes, he is.
And we're going to talk about the rookie of the year and how do we actually fix the Hawks at this point. Mighty Dog picks are coming up. And you know we can't forget about the word on the streets because she just brings all of this information. Still waiting on the NBA to get that. Is the NBA or the NFL who needs it? That thing that
oh, the NBA. Well, shoot, the NFL need it.
Yeah,
the NBA. But the NBA will probably have it first.
Right. I might have dialed picks. And then we're going to actually talk about what do we miss or what will we miss about doing the show in the penthouse. So that should be an exciting, exciting show tonight. Episode 95. Please catch us on Facebook, SRT Sports on Facebook. And Mr. D. Will is the mastermind behind the SRT page. As if you want to know anything about sports, whether it's national news, local news, trust me, it's on our page. We are on top of it. Catch us on Twitter at SRT Crew. And you can catch us on TuneIn Radio and iTunes as well. But now we're about to jump into the news and notes, and we do have some news. The Heisman Trophy winner, or the Heisman Trophy, I think it was a landslide. I mean, I think we all picked Derrick Henry to win.
Basically.
I
mean,
I said Nick Saban won the Heisman Trophy, giving him the ball 95 times in two games. So, congratulations to Derrick Henry. Congratulations to D. Will. And
I appreciate it.
His
Hold on.
Oh, you going to do there the Heisman pose? Well, really?
Man, I appreciate it.
Hey, you don't need a bottle of water, do you?
Hey, hold on. Why you going to stop it, man? We did that off the air, man. Don't stop, man.
Derrick Henry looked like his mouth was a little dry when he was talking.
He was nervous.
Yeah, he looked like he had foam in the mouth.
He was nervous, man.
Like he had rabies.
Golden.
That's rabies. Cold. That is cold.
Golden. Hey, he could have took a quick wipe.
Yeah, he could have.
He probably was nervous. That's all right.
Golden State finally loses one. To the Milwaukee Bucks.
What was after, 23?
24.
24 in a row?
It's a little payback coming tonight.
Oh, they going to get them.
They play them tonight at home.
So I wonder if Cam and Steph bet. Did they bet?
Who would lose first?
Going, yeah.
Probably.
Oh, because you know they
Steph
bars,
can't
right?
be. He can't
Steph
be
always
that,
bet.
He can't be that dumb to make that bet. They only play once a week. You can't make
exactly.
that bet.
Exactly. And we'll talk about that as well later on in the show. Carolina still undefeated. Speaking of Carolina, they play the Giants in New York this week. But I do have a question.
Question?
Well, nah, we'll get into that in the open.
Teaser.
Yeah, we'll get into that. NBA power rankings. Golden State number one, San Antonio two, Cleveland three, OKC four, Toronto five. Any surprises?
That Toronto is five.
Yeah, exactly.
Surprised to you, Slick?
No, I think Toronto got a nice team.
Yeah, they're good.
They're better than Charlotte.
I'm not saying they're not good, but
can they be,
I didn't know they were five.
They're not going to win it. Either.
They're not going to win one at all? Oh, no.
That's what I'm saying. You're in the top five, you should be a contender.
Right.
Do you consider them a contender?
Are they continuing the East?
No.
Yeah. college basketball top five. Michigan State, Kansas, 1 and 2. Oklahoma is 3. That's who Buddy Hyde plays for. Pretty good guy. Kentucky 4, Iowa State 5. Any surprises from there?
No. Mm-mm. Not at all. Okay. Like, and I'm going to help Hancock out because I see him over there. He got the stank face.
Yeah. Hey, I watched a little college basketball this week. I watched Texas and North Carolina. He called me and said,
Bryce Johnson pretty good.
Yeah, I like Bryce Johnson. I liked him from last year.
Yeah.
And, I might be making a little light of it. There's some players out there that I like and I watch. But all I'm saying is that you can't really get behind the teams you used to back in the day. And Quaz is kept. Watch these mid-majors come into the tournament because I think they've stayed together longer and they're going to be viable come down the stretch with all these teams that are just, these one-and-dones.
Yeah.
That's why Michigan State is so good.
That's what I'm saying.
Their leader is a senior.
That's what I'm saying.
He's their man.
Exactly.
So he's not just a leader on the team because he's a senior and doesn't get it. He's their man. Denzel Valentine.
That's why I think the champion, beware, might come from somewhere you might not expect this year.
Yeah. I'm glad you led that way because going into the next topic, Mammoth basketball team. If you haven't seen it on SportsCenter, they have the Bench Mob.
They always putting on a show.
And I'm telling you, the bench gets more airtime than the actual game.
Yes, because
it is unbelievable.
What's your favorite one? Tell me your favorite one.
The bringing back to life.
Yes,
that's the
resuscitation.
That was the resuscitation.
Hey, they picked your boy up off the ground, pumped his chest, rubbed his hands, pumped his chest again,
and he hopped back up.
And everybody started clapping.
Hey, you have to see.
You gotta watch them.
The Bench Mob of Mammoth. But now
they won a couple of games.
I'm about to get to that.
That's why they can party.
To your point. They have beaten UCLA, Notre Dame, and they beat Georgetown the other night. So imagine if they make the tournament, the following that they will have.
Yeah, no doubt.
Especially with the Bench Mob.
Say those teams again.
UCLA.
Uh-huh.
Georgetown.
Uh-huh.
Notre Dame.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, out of those three teams, all of them sound good. But they hadn't been anything in years. UCLA hadn't been anything since Bill Howland left, and they went to 4 straight Final Fours, and Russell Westbrook left. They have been in the cellar of the Big 12 or whatever they are now. Pac-12. And Georgetown.
Georgetown is the only one they did. Now, the other two made the Elite Eight.
UCLA pops up in every other year.
Yeah, Notre Dame and UCLA both made the League 8 last year.
They're national programs.
Yeah, that's right.
They're good by name.
Right.
They're not good by team.
Right.
If you look at them this year, they're not good. Tony Parker. Bus.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to get drafted, though.
I told you that.
You think he's going to get drafted?
Yeah, he's going to get drafted.
No.
I don't see
unless that. Tony Parker was saying, Antonio got a son that we don't know about.
Exactly.
Junior. That one ain't going.
Let me ask something. It's people in the league we didn't think we were going to be there that's there.
Well, I can promise you he won't.
He won't be there.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's for sure. Now.
The Bead should have never been there, but he made it.
Who?
The Bead.
Tony Parker has nowhere near that big.
I don't call that making it.
Yeah. He got paid.
He got drafted.
He got horrible.
But that's about it.
Yeah.
Jay. He got drafted, and Jay. That was about it, right? There it is.
He was horrible.
Hey, look, Quaz is kept. The two boys from Wisconsin ain't much better.
Oh,
and they got all them accolades last year.
You're right.
Yeah.
All that hype about that.
Your boy been hurt, though.
Yeah, but I'm sure you go speak on this about what I'm about to go into after this subject. But Texas A&M, man.
Yeah.
Kevin Sumlin.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say this. If you're a quarterback in high school,
right,
I'm not sure if Texas A&M is the spot that you would want to go. In the last 3 years,
mm-hmm.
Kenny Trill.
Yes.
Transferred to TCU. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, Kyle Allen, who we talked about during the season.
Raved.
Is transferring announced, and the Gators might be one his front runner.
And Kyler Murray.
Now Kyler Murray
is gone.
Has announced, I think he's been confirmed, via Twitter.
Yeah.
Now, my question is, can Tyler Strong get either one of those guys?
It don't matter if Tyler Strong gets them or not. The problem with Texas is they can't hire an offensive coordinator, so it doesn't matter. The problem is they will not, the people that be, the powers that be, will not spend the money to get an offensive coordinator in there until they come to a decision on whether Charlie Strong is going to be there.
Right.
So he's pretty much stuck.
Well, they hired the kid from California.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But they won't hire anybody that's has a proven track record.
Right, right.
Whatever. So
exactly.
That's not happening right now. Now, as far as the Texas A&M situation,
so now my question is it a disease in Texas or something that we don't know about?
No, it's the it's the bar that Johnny Manziel set.
Hey, talking something now.
It is. It's the bar that he set, and with that, when you have success, your program automatically starts to recruit.
Right.
Okay. And he recruited Kyle Allen in there, who was he and Kenny Trill, you know, battled for the position, whatever. Trill beat him out, but then he had some off the field issues, mm-hmm. whatever. Kyle Murray kind of got thrust into the limelight spot. But what happened was the program kept recruiting people.
Mm-hmm.
They kept recruiting Kyler Murray, whose father played at Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
He came there, and after being a legend in Texas, I mean, putting up numbers, winning state championships, I don't think he lost a football game since from the ninth grade on up until he became as a starter.
Wow. Right.
Until this year, he hasn't lost as a starter since the ninth grade.
Mm.
So he's a legend in Texas. He gets there because the program starts to recruit, keeps that line of talent coming. But the problem is that you start to oversaturate that. So now you got a quarterback in there who's probably a freshman, sophomore, and then you bring in another freshman who's being told, you're the heir apparent. You're going to be the man.
You're up next.
You're the man. And so finally all this going back and forth with quarterbacks, Kyle Allen decides to transfer out. Kyler Murray gets named interim quarterback, not you're the
starting,
quarterback.
Yeah.
Right. So that rubbed him the wrong way. And from then on, you had chaos, trouble. He said, forget it, I'm out of here. Now he's gone.
Yeah. Texas A&M loses second quarterback in a week to transfer. So,
well, you asked the question. You asked the question. If you're a quarterback, do you go to Texas A&M?
Right.
Hell yeah. Everybody go.
Where's all the competition just left.
It's left.
Right. So if you are a highly touted recruit, I'm going there because I know I'm playing.
Right.
And if it don't work out, guess what? Pew. I'm gone.
Speaking of transfer.
Speak.
Boy, I'm loving this chemistry. D. Will is our basketball insight person. And this is a nugget. Just want to throw this out.
Golden.
College basketball starts practice October the 15th, or some a little sooner. It depends on if they get special permission to go overseas and play and things of that nature. So, the season starts November, right around Thanksgiving and things of that nature.
Right.
As of today, a report has come out for a mid-season report. The report reads, there are 46 D1 transfers already in college basketball. In college basketball. And I got to go to D. Will and ask, why so many and what's the problem?
We less than a quarter. Well, we're a little bit over a quarter way through the season.
Right.
Now we're not at half. And we got 46 transfers.
Already.
Already. It's two things wrong with college basketball. One, it's too much pressure on every coach to win. Not just win, but win now. Because you only getting your players for one, maybe 2 years. So you got to win now. So it's so much pressure on them to win. And then it's pressure on those kids who are overhyped,
yep.
over-recruited, oversaturated, so when they get to school, they think it's something that it's really not.
Mm.
You think every kid goes to school wanting to be a one and done?
Speak on it.
They want to be a one and done. All right, I'm gonna give y'all a little insight. I got a couple kids I still deal with in college right now. All right, mm-hmm. Playing high level Division I SEC basketball. I'm getting tech savvy. Okay, I'm on Snapchat. All right, I get a snap out of nowhere, and it's from a kid that goes to Mississippi State. It's his Snapchat he sends me, and it has another kid, Demetrius Houston, who is from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, transferred to a school in Montgomery, and signed with Mississippi State. He's at Mississippi State. He's on Snapchat dancing. Ben Howland, who is a new coach at Mississippi State, just released him out of his scholarship. Mid-season, middle of the school year, not we're going to let you finish out this semester at school. You have been released of your scholarship. You are free and clear to go wherever and sign and go wherever you want to go. You're on your own. So basically, you just told him, you're a free agent. We signed you to this contract. I'm the new coach. I come in. I want to redo my roster. I'm getting rid of everybody I don't want. You're free to go wherever. So yeah, it's good. The kid can go and he can play immediately. If he transfers now, he can play immediately after Christmas. He has to sit out the Christmas semester and play next year. But if he doesn't transfer to Christmas, guess what? He has to sit out a whole year.
Mm.
But the coach just released him, call you in the office, hey, we're taking your scholarship. So this kid is in school. Aren't they student athletes?
Yeah, that's a, that's a wrap.
Okay, that's the problem with college basketball.
Okay, yeah, that's sad. This this. 46 transfers already.
Out of 119 schools?
Yeah, 100 at least at the minimum. 127 at the most in college basketball. So that's sad. Other notes, Chipper Jones hired by the Braves as a special assistant. Don't know if anybody cares or whatever, but, you know, we're local, so we have to bring the local news.
I mean, not really, but I'm not surprised either. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, and
they should have gave him a job.
Don't Barry Bonds got a job now too?
Yeah,
everybody gets a job.
Miami Marlins.
Yeah,
actually Florida, but they call him Miami Marlins. They play in Miami.
He's so diverse.
Isn't he though?
Yes. So diverse.
You love it, don't you?
Greatest host in the world.
And Jason Hayward signed for $184 million with the Chicago Cubs.
Chi-Town.
And I had to bring it up because he's a Georgia boy. So
you know, it's a money in baseball.
Yeah.
Too much money in baseball.
I mean, I know Young can hear a lot of stuff we talk about. I hope he hear the right stuff too.
Right.
Is he still hitting them bottle?
Are you still playing baseball, Young? Because that's where the money is.
I'm getting the bottle tops out my car. I still got bottle tops in my car.
That's where the money is, folks.
Exactly. Go get it, man.
All right, but that's it. Oh, got to give an update. 21-3 St. Louis Rams over Tampa Bay at the moment.
In the ugly bowl. Yeah. Ugly uniform bowl.
Ugly uniform bowl. Yeah. Third quarter.
Like them. They are red is my favorite color. So I love Tampa Bay right now.
The Bumblebees against Miss Valentine.
I actually like all that yellow too on the Rams.
It's kind of dope.
I like it.
Hold on. Tim's having a moment, y'all. Hold on. Time out. Hold on. Hey, listen. We all men, so we kept talking. But Tim was having a moment.
She was
like, ooh. I like that.
So was.
I really like that yellow.
Yeah, I really was.
So I understand we don't feel it, but
I love it.
I bet the ladies.
Hey, the ladies, y'all need to tune in to Thursday Night Football right now.
Exactly. All right, man, let's jump into this open discussion. NFL college football. Robert Kim DT falls or jumps out of a window at the Hyatt in Buckhead.
How many floors up?
15. 15 feet. He was 15 feet.
Four floors. And he said he was just trying to get out of the room.
They found seven rolled blunts.
You do know you can walk out the door to get out of the room.
They found seven rolled blunts in there. So everybody
who
has
you going to? Tip, please.
Slick, your thoughts on that when you first heard it.
Just disappointing, man.
Now, he's a junior, which means that he can declare for the draft.
Right.
Does it hurt? Help?
I think it hurts automatically.
He's 6'5", 293 pounds.
You giving him a little couple of pounds.
Oh, my bad.
You giving him some. Go on, get. He got an extra cookies on there.
Hey, He's a bad boy. He fell four floors and didn't break nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. Go ahead, Isley.
Yeah, he was just a little bloody.
I got a couple scratches.
Yeah.
We are African Americans, right? I mean,
we are.
Yeah, all of us, right?
Right.
And he is too, is that correct?
Yep. Okay. From Grayson, Georgia.
Our IQ ain't that good. You know that.
Don't insult me.
I'm just saying. You know, when you're an athlete and you're a role model, whether you want to be one or not, you're chosen to be one by default. And that's what I'm saying. Nobody's here to insult anybody. I'm just saying, when them athletes make it, they just do dumb things. That this could hurt his career. He could fall in the draft. I mean, he could have seriously got injured.
He did apologize, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
they all do that.
I mean, it's just like cheating on your wife. Everybody apologize.
You apologize. Right. You apologize that you did, or you apologize because it actually
got caught.
And everybody
you apologize because you got caught. Yeah, I bet you if he would have got up and walked away from that fall, nobody would know nothing.
Right.
That would have been said.
Your thoughts.
Okay. Everybody know, last show in the penthouse, I like to partake in a lot of social activities.
There you go. Recreational.
Okay. Recreational social activities at times. And I ain't never jumped out no window.
That part.
And I'd have been, woo! And I ain't never even thought about jumping out no window.
That part.
But I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm talking like Slick.
Role model, whether you want to be one or not.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
But really.
He sounded like me, too.
He did.
Do it again.
He did.
But I'm going to tell y'all right now. I have had some times where I wanted to jump out of window. And it's only one thing that made me jump out of window.
Pistol.
I done been in a room with a young lady. And her man come home.
Absolutely.
He was in that room with somebody, and somebody knocked on that door that he did not want to see.
Yeah.
It threw him off. The only thing that ever made me want to jump out of the window is a woman. And that's what I think happened in that room in the Hyatt in Buckhead. He done went out, got one of these dudes, chicks, out at the club one night. He done took her to the Hyatt. Your boy done found out where they at. He beating on the door. Your boy like, oh, shh. Out the window. Gone. Think about it now.
Didn't I just say he 6'5", 295?
No.
See,
but that iron ain't but 4 pounds.
You right.
That's what I said.
That iron ain't but 4 pounds.
It could have been several scenarios, like robbing crew. It could be anything.
Yeah. Exactly.
It could have been
especially in Buckhead.
Hey, listen, robbing crew ain't making you jump out no wonder.
Yeah.
Robbing crew ain't making you jump out because you know what they coming to do. As long as you stay cool, they gonna get what they want to get, and they gone.
Right.
When you in there and somebody got an issue about you, you jumping out that window. And you go to one of these clubs in Atlanta, you mess with the wrong dude woman, and you take her back to the Hyatt, he come into the room to see about you.
Tia, what's your thoughts on it?
I'm just irritated the fact that they found weed in the room. Okay. And that they are basically going to make that the whole highlight of the whole situation. Like, I like Diesel analogy that he was in there with somebody's chick, and the dude came, and he was about to jump out the window. But the whole point of the matter is they found 7 roll blunts in the room.
Right.
And they're about to make that an issue, and his draft stock is going to fall because of that, because he's going to go on the bad character list.
Right.
So he screwed himself up. He needs to stay in college another year and get his character right and then come out next year, because he hurt his chances right now.
You better hope he's good on that Wonderlic test. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to piggyback what Tiff said, because when I say IQ hard, this is what I was talking about. It's just like the boy for the Giants holding firecrackers on the 4th of July.
Right.
I'm not trying to make a light of his situation, but I'm saying when you're a millionaire,
right,
or you're close to being one,
you just do dumb shit.
You don't hold firecrackers hard, whether they work or not.
Yeah,
you pay people like me.
Not even being a millionaire.
You pay Hancock
me. You could do a bottle rocket.
Jay'll do it for $5,000-$6,000.
Yeah,
for the children.
Yeah,
now you blow your hand out. So that's what I was talking about. IQ with athletes thinking they invincible, and this man could be in there. Something went wrong. He heard somebody banging at the door. He said on the exit is the window. He could have got broken leg, got killed, anything. And that's all I'm saying. If you a star, you cannot be making poor choices.
Right.
So like the AD for University of Georgia. He all was cocaine in the car with another chick and he married. You can't make those decisions. Mm. We can get caught with drugs right now and we won't lose our job.
Right.
But they can. Mm-hmm. That's the only point I made about that.
And I ain't making millions neither.
That's what I'm. That's my whole point.
I probably lose my job.
Okay. Yeah, well, Tim might lose her job, but I'm not gonna lose my job.
Felony.
Okay. Right. But they not gonna know you got caught with some weed. Yeah. You missed work for 3 or 4 days. You said to leave her out, so mama was sick.
Yeah, you're right.
It's just that he can't say mama was sick.
You're right. Yeah.
That's my whole point, Harvey. You making poor. Manziah to all of them make poor choices. Millionaire. They won't let us get no money like that.
Mm. Right, so I get the wrong people get the money, y'all.
Yeah, me and Jay talk about it all the time.
Hancock, what's your thoughts on it?
You know, D. Will brought a lot of light that I hadn't even thought about.
Yeah,
I didn't think about it either.
But that's not what the media say.
tell me what the media says, Steve. I'm curious what
they said. What I told
you. Been, oh, really?
It's been insinuated that he was doing the synthetic marijuana.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You know, because his brother's been hospitalized for undisclosed reasons.
That's wow.
Wow.
So they,
that's
you
a
know,
nugget.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah. he was right. there for a while. He's been in the hospital, and they don't tell you, they haven't said why. So, you know, I'd hate to even think that it's that. Doesn't matter. When you reach a level that he's reached right now, you're talking about a top three.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Top three maybe pick in the NFL draft. Mm-hmm. Where you can set your family up.
Like
for
he could go number one, yo.
It's time to cut out all the foolishness.
And that's my point. I was trying to make
it. It really is. It's time to cut out the foolishness. You cannot allow yourself to be caught in these situations, doing these things. They're even now bringing up stuff that he did it in high school at Grayson.
Right.
So, I mean, that's what happens. In this day and time, if you do something with the cell phones and social media and whatever like that, you're going to be found guilty in the court of public opinion, and it doesn't matter. He could be exonerated or whatever.
Stigma lasts forever.
Exactly. That first impression is that big old dude right there, yeah, he do weed, he do some stuff.
Oh, he
I don't
smoke.
Know about him. He smoke. Yeah. And the only thing that's going to matter is that, yeah, Tiff, I understand your point about coming back to school, maybe trying to, you know, take his draft stock back up, or you know, polish himself. Or
get yeah,
his
ain't finna fall, y'all.
But it doesn't matter because his measurables are off the charts.
He ain't gonna fall exactly.
And somebody, if Greg Hardy can't throw women on guns and do whatever he wants to do, and he's still getting money, they're gonna find a way to make Kendiche play. So he's still gonna get a shot.
But we ain't compare him to that.
No, no, I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm saying. I'm not comparing what he did because that's two different things. But I'm saying, look at those levels. We talking about somebody who basically was threatening this woman, beating her or whatever, and he's still playing in the NFL. Mm-hmm. This guy here jumped out a window, didn't hurt anything but himself, and maybe had enough weed in there for personal use.
Per se.
Hey, AR.
Him and one company person. Right.
Yeah. And think about Jamal Lewis. What he did with his situation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just sad. The Michael Vick situation. These guys think they're invincible when they become that millionaire status.
They need more role models.
Yeah.
That's what they need.
But what gets me is the role models of people that come in and talk bad about these people. And I'm going to mention his name. The Chris Carters. The people like that who come out and say stuff, oh, yeah, they doing bad stuff. They ought to know better. But then you get on somewhere and holler about, you need to have a fall guy. If you're going to do something wrong, that's still the same type situation. Yeah. You're saying it's okay to do bad, just don't get caught. But then when they get caught, you crucifying them.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
He said bapping.
Yeah. No, he did.
Yeah.
Stop playing.
He said, you know, when you put your hand up and you put your hand in, that's what he called you, bap.
Yeah, I did hear that. On Mike and Mike, right?
Yeah. Said, you're bapping. then you make a C. Hey, you make a C.
He come hard on brothers on that show.
That's what I'm
he do. I watched him a few weeks ago.
Let's talk about him, though. What he did.
Exactly. Look at his back.
Go to the archive shows. Oh, I've been smashing him.
Yeah. Yeah. Go to his
You put him on the bus, right?
It's
not a good way to say that, though.
Yeah. And he's a good analyst. I just think he's baked. I think he's pretty good. I mean, he's not poor.
They all in that same cookie.
He say the same thing everybody else say.
Charles Barkley, they grill folks or whatever. Yeah. Like, they didn't have a pass in what they hadn't done in their past. Barkley spit on little girl, threw somebody out of the window, did all this kind of stuff.
Come on now.
But he can sit there, whenever there's a black issue, let's go to Charles Barkley let him tear it down.
Yeah, because he can decline.
Exactly. So, I mean, come on, man.
Well, I mean, Charles speak for the African-American community.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that's what they think.
That's what they think. And Jesse, too, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
They won't let me
speak. Al Sharpton.
Al Sharpton, that is correct.
Hey, let's move on to our next subject. Real quick, Han, while you was talking, I'm going to let you start this one off.
All right.
And we're going to go quick on this one.
Cool.
Because we need to speed it up a little bit. Falcons start 5-0.
Mm-hmm.
Lost 1-1-1. They've lost since then.
Correct.
Hasn't scored a touchdown since October. A rushing touchdown. Julio ain't been in the end zone since who knows when. Bickering going on. Matt Ryan playing bad. We still last in sacks. We still give up. Still can't protect the quarterback. We used to can run the ball. We can't run the ball. Offensive line. We still can't make secondary plays.
Right.
Ryan is playing bad.
Mm-hmm.
Making bad decisions. Some would say the play calling is not compatible to the offensive coordinator, Matt Ryan. How do you fix this?
Well, first of all, you can't go into the season picking up offensive linemen the week before the season starts. That was the worst thing they could have done. You went through a whole training camp, didn't even address your offensive line. Second of all, the thing that you need to be worried about is your head coach came from a place where star players were not what won championships. Your defense won championships. He won with a rookie quarterback drafted in, what, sixth round?
Yeah.
Okay.
Third round,
I'm sorry. He won with a big-time running back who had been a cast-off but was a good running back.
Right.
He ran with decent wide receivers, no stars. My point on it all the time, you and I talked a long time ago, you spend all this money on a big-time wide receiver, spend all your money on a big-time quarterback or whatever, you can't win with two players. It just doesn't happen. You have to, especially a quarterback like Matt Ryan, where he has to have a pristine pocket. You don't protect him, you don't win. Point blank, period.
Right.
My point on it is, when you look at your coach, he's a disciple of what he saw in Seattle. So his thing is to get as close to that model as possible. Right now, the Falcons aren't there. They got they're paying big money to wide receiver, big money to quarterback, and then they sprinkled out throughout. You're going to have to build that defense because that's what they're going to win on with him as a head coach.
Right.
And to me, the only way you start building this franchise or whatever is find a way to part with Julio. I tell you, he's the most viable player you got. You want to build, use him as a piece to get you some draft picks and players and start this thing going. That's the way I feel.
Gotcha. Tip, you've seen the Falcons rah-rah. They was 5-0. You was part of some of the Sunday evening events at some of the sports places around, and you out hearing the fans and how they talk and things of that nature. And
speaking of that, some Falcons fans really believe that they about to win the Super Bowl still.
Oh, well, anyway, yeah.
Like, they really tripping.
They was in the room with Kim Dietze then. So I'm asking you.
Shout out to Trey Johnson because you one of them.
Absolutely. How do you fix the Falcons and how do you fix this issue that they're having at this point?
I'm going to piggyback off Hancock with the whole offensive line thing because, I mean, Matt Ryan looks terrible right now, and they can't protect him. So how are they going to win when he don't have time to throw the ball? I mean, you can't win like that.
Right.
And so, and then when he does have time to throw the ball, he feel like he doesn't have the time, so he's making mistakes because he's rushing.
Right.
So it's a really bad situation out there. And it doesn't seem like that Matt is feeling the new offense that they're running. It's like he doesn't even know what he's doing out there sometimes.
Right.
And so I really feel that when they had that whole players only meeting or whatever, that was just for show because I don't know what they actually discussed because no changes seemed like they were made. So I guess that was just for media hype.
Right.
A players only meeting, they never won a game.
Right.
But they need to do something because it's not working. They need a defense. Right. They've been needing a defense for the past, 5 years?
Absolutely.
At least? Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know when they're going to decide. Like, I don't know who's making those decisions, but who's actually watching them and not thinking that they don't need a defense? Like, who's paying attention to this and going to get those players?
His name is Dimitrov.
Like, he's terrible. Why didn't he lose his job?
Oh, he will.
Exactly.
Oh, this year he's
on down. Slack. He's on down the road,
man. Because he's garbage.
Yeah. Slick, what you got any thoughts on this?
Smoke and mirrors. Everything always look good when you start off, but the ship always have a little problem in the middle of the sea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How do you fix them, Slate?
Some things can't be fixed ours. But you know, this is not my team. This is, you know, your team.
I understand. Like,
I'm worried about my bad team, which is Tennessee. But they all in the same boat. Okay. There's a lot of bad teams in the NFL.
There are.
It ain't but like 16 that's really decent. The rest of them are just bad.
And we're going to talk about that later on. Okay. St. Louis is up 27-6. Just an update.
And both of them bad.
Right.
But I just think it's just sad that the city, I mean, even talking about the Hogs, Harry, how could you go from first place last year to ninth right now?
Because they should have been in ninth last year. It was just too many injuries that was masking everything.
We're going to talk about that.
All right, my bad. Let me move on. I just think that you can't fix it. I think you got a great running back. And I feel that everybody trying to dog out Matty Ice. I mean, but still, their defense ain't stopped nobody.
Right.
You still got to stop people.
They got to stop people and they got to put points up. They're not doing either.
Right. But if you stop somebody, at least you might have a chance.
Right. It give you some confidence on offense.
Right, yeah. They ain't stopped nobody, Horace.
You're right. D-Will.
He was getting sacked within 0.1 of a sack.
I'm saying.
The other team was cheating.
The other team was cheating.
They was in the same huddle.
They didn't snap count?
They was in the same huddle. Go ahead, D.
Oh, it's on me?
Yeah, how do you fix the foul?
No, it's on Jay Smooth.
You right.
Appreciate you.
All y'all are right. Makeshift offensive line.
Yeah.
Downfall number one. Tip. They just, Matty Ice looks scared.
Yeah.
He looked like he shook.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell y'all like this. When you know what's in front of you has no shot, I'm scared too, bro.
Because you know you're about to get your head ripped off.
I'm not finna take that lick for y'all. So I'm going to get rid of it early. Or when he does actually take the lick, what am I supposed to do? I'm going to fumble. That hurts. You know what I'm saying?
And he's doing that, boy.
So my thing is, how do you fix them? You got to get rid of Julio Jones. He has.
You forgot to say something. Bama to Bama.
Oh yeah, Bama to Bama.
Like,
but
really
this ain't a knock on Julio Jones.
I'm talking about
the Atlanta Falcons. Like, they have to get rid of him, and you have to get everything you possibly can for him, because somebody gonna give you the house. Take it.
They will
take it, because my thing is, Matt Ryan's a good quarterback.
Not great, but good.
But if you give him time, he can give you flashes.
He can.
But anybody who has time can be a good quarterback
Very
in the NFL.
Very true.
He's scared, man.
Because you're in the NFL for a reason.
Listen, when Matt Ryan has time to throw it, he balls up.
Right.
He throws the ball, and you see him do that. He don't even want to get pushed no more, like when somebody's just running through. You know? So they need to get the boy before his career is done, because this can shell shock you, man. This can really shell shock you.
He already looks shell shocked.
He does. And my
it's
thing
too
is,
late.
When he lose Julio Jones,
he really gonna be bad.
You don't get him anything else. It's over.
Like, he's really gonna be bad.
Poor Dan Quinn.
Dan Quinn's gonna remake the team in the image of Seattle.
He needs to.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry, not trying to take too much. How long is it gonna take him?
It's gonna take him a few years because they need too many pieces.
We gonna give him four.
Depends on what he gets with the moves he can make.
They need too many pieces of that puzzle, man.
Do you think they got?
It's gonna take more than a year.
Do you think they got the gall to move Julio this year?
They got to bring in a whole new regime in the front office.
So they would not move him this year. No,
if they don't move him this year, that means 2 years.
I don't think they're gonna move him at all either.
They're
not gonna move him.
No, they are not.
If you don't think
he's a Falcon for life,
well, yes, right. Because that's his boy.
Matt and Julio is Arthur Blank's.
Yeah, he's not gonna move.
He got to get rid of Matt. If you don't get rid of Julio, he got to get rid of Matt.
You can't move the best player on your team.
You got to.
This is the thing.
Nobody wants Matt Ryan. Is why I say don't. You can't move him.
My thing was, you said they said the same when Jimmy Johnson came in to Dallas. What did he do?
Oh, he couldn't.
He could.
No, he moved Herschel.
Right.
Remember?
Worst.
Herschel at that time.
Little.
Was a yeah. Y'all were young, but he made the Cowboys after that move. Now I'm not saying he's gonna get as many draft picks as Dallas got for Herschel.
Yes, sir.
But it would be a start.
That would never be a big start.
But hold on. This is the thing.
Get one.
Oh, yeah.
And you good.
But this is the thing that we got to realize. We can talk about getting rid of Julio. We can talk about getting rid of whoever. We can talk about makeshifting. We can talk about picking folk. My whole point, and I've already, you know, we've talked about this on several occasions. Until you can get somebody who understands what talent looks like, mm-hmm. and can match it up with the scheme that you're actually trying to run, it ain't gonna make no difference who you get rid of. Because you go,
is listen, that a shot at TD?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. This is a shot at Arthur Blank for picking TD.
Ooh.
Because you got rid of Mike Smith and the coaching staff, mm-hmm. but didn't get rid of the people who picked the groceries.
That part, like they should have got rid of them first.
You see what I'm saying? So the people who picked the groceries, you changed the coaching staff, but right. the groceries are still
the same. So how they gonna
you
make
still
changes?
Last in the NFL in sacks?
Right.
You still giving up. You can't protect the quarterback.
That part.
You still giving up a long passes. You still giving up big plays.
That too.
So getting rid of Julio ain't gonna help if you ain't getting rid of the people who can't pick the players.
Exactly.
That's the problem lies within people. When you said Jimmy Johnson. They had somebody in there that understood what talent was.
Yeah.
They didn't have any. He didn't have to go through nobody. I already know what the scheme, who I'm trying to get. There is player on the Falcons team from the 2010 draft or 12?
I think you said 10 when we talked the other day.
There is no player on the roster from the 2010 draft.
But Harris, this is the point, and this is the problem with the NFL. It's a good old boy network, and you see it. It's nepotism basically because you see it's the get the donut guy that ends up becoming position coach, then moves up to this coordinator, and then he's you know all this kind of stuff. You look at all the people that were Mangini. They started out as do boys, right. Go get this coffee and all that kind of stuff from Gruden on down. And they bring him up, and then they get their boy a job. Dimitrov got the other boy, Pioli, a job here. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? He failed in Kansas City, and you bring him here, and they fail again. And how many shots is Dimitrov going to get? Look at McKay. McKay's daddy was the head coach of Tampa Bay. That's how he got into football. Let's be real. All these, it's nepotism. It's who you know. It's about you don't see anybody go to college to be these head coaches.
Nope.
They brought in and they do boys under these people and they move up. That's all it is. And they keep recycling the same folks over and over and over again.
You see the same thing in the NBA.
Yeah, exactly. And that's all it is, just recycling. So it doesn't, you know, everybody goes and tries to get somebody from Belichick's tree or whatever. That ain't working either.
Right. The saving tree in college football.
If you don't bring those people, the Saban or Belichick with you, it's just a crapshoot anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Because those people aren't doing anything.
Yeah. So I think personally, they need to find
Romeo Crennel. Exactly.
They need to find a way to get rid of the front
Josh
office
McDaniel.
And get some football people in here so Dan Quinn can actually do his job. Jacob Eason.
Mm-hmm.
The kid out of Washington that was highly talented that had signed with Georgia, committed to Georgia early. Mark Richt left, went to Miami. Then he actually visited Florida to say he's having parents said that he needed to have a backup plan, but announced the other day that he is going to stick with his commitment at UGA. D. Will, does that take the pressure off Georgia that he stuck with them? Does it put pressure on Kirby? Or does it take the pressure back off him because he actually ain't got to save Mark Richt's job because Mark Richt is not there now?
Has the facts come in?
Not yet.
Okay. It don't mean nothing until that facts come in.
Right.
You get him on campus, he's in uniform, and he's in spring practice. Until then, he can do whatever he wants.
Right.
Okay. So he might go. His daddy said a long time ago, we're not going to Georgia. For the coach, we're going there for the program. We love Georgia. So if he's going to stick with that and say, yeah, I love Georgia, I'm going to play there, it helps that Kirby Smart is there. So why would you go to Miami just to be with Mark Richt if Mark Richt wasn't the reason you was coming to Georgia?
Right.
So, but until that letter of intent come in, come to Bama.
Hancock. I thought he already had committed and that came in because they won't enroll him before. He has to be in school before January so he can start.
So has he signed his letter?
Yeah, he signed. He's in. That's what that was already said.
Well, if he signed his letter of intent, it's over. He's there.
Yeah, he's in because he has to be in by January in order to be on the field. So I think it was it's a big move because the what they call it, Dog Nation now gets something to kind of hang their hat on. But with, like we said, with that, you know, comes a lot of pressure. You're talking about now, the SEC is no joke. So we don't know what he might become. You know, the kids that were here before were touted as big time can't miss. Jeff Driscoll down in Florida was the national quarterback player of the year, whatever. So it's all about the right situation, the right offense coordinator, the right scheme, the right fit. We don't know what this kid is going to be. Now, it's good that he has this name of being a five-star, can't miss or whatever, but that's not a guarantee.
Never.
It's never a guarantee. You know, I mean, Todd Gurley wasn't the highly touted running back coming to Georgia. Keith Marshall was. But we saw who the dog was.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, development of the kid once he gets there will dictate a lot. I'd rather have a kid that comes in with those accolades and showing that he can throw the football. So, you know, I think getting the offense coordinator they got, who supposedly is a pro-style offense coordinator, I think that had a lot to do with it. Because if I was sending my kid there and he was supposed to be can't miss, he's got to go to a program, a system that's going to benefit him.
Jim Chaney is the offensive coordinator.
Right, and I think he's worked with some big-time coordinators. Didn't he work with Stafford or something?
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees or somebody like that. I knew something else. So that all helps. It goes hand-in-hand. But, you know, like I said, we won't see until it, you know, see what kind of offensive line he got. What kind
to
of
D. Will point about the over-recruiting and the over-hypeness of kids. We
don't know what level of competition he
just,
played against.
Yeah, we just
you know?
Never know. Slate, Carolina is still undefeated. We're going to move on to this Carolina deal. I got a question for you, though. I'm going to let you and Tiffany tackle this. They only have beaten two winning teams. And when they actually beat Seattle, they was 2-4. So my question to you is Carolina that good, or is it just the NFL is not that good this year?
Carolina is good, and it's not their fault that the other 40-some teams are bad. How many teams in there?
32, right? Yeah.
28, and all sports, they just got some bad teams.
But you said it's only 5 or 16. Earlier you said there's only 5 or 16 that are actually just good anyway.
Yeah, cream top sweet water rise to the level, all the stuff y'all be saying. Those,
water sinks to its level.
Water
sinks its level.
Sinks its level. Okay. That's good analogy. Good for
that. Is that what that is?
It's just, it doesn't matter. As long as you kind of understand what I'm
saying. Right. But Carolina
is good,
hard. They're undefeated.
And they're beneficial off the poor record they had last year, which is soft schedule. But it's not their fault that they're playing teams that are just really bad. Their division is bad. New Orleans is horrible. Tampa Bay just holding on. It's, you know, you can't come on Thursday night and get blowed out. You 28, see what I'm saying?
28-6, they getting
blowed
out.
That's pretty bad to be on national TV, the only game, and you getting blowed out.
Right.
You should play with some type of guts. Right. So you can't knock Carolina for what they're doing. And what they're doing is impressive. So I think they're actually really good. They're doing what they're supposed to do, beat folk.
Okay.
And that's what's up.
Tip, when I was giving those stats, you was looking like, really?
Because I'm like, really? They only beat two winning teams?
Green Bay and Seattle. Wow. And like I said, Seattle was when they beat Seattle, they was 2-4. So
yeah, Seattle was struggling at the beginning.
They were struggling at the beginning of the season. So I'm asking you. I mean, is the NFL just bad this year with the teams that we think that are supposed to be good, or is Carolina really that good?
The NFL is bad because honestly, Carolina does not play perfect football games. like, real talk, they make a lot of mistakes.
Right.
But they always end up finding a way to win the games because they always, like, it seems like that they always play four quarters of football and the other team doesn't.
Okay.
For whatever reason, the other team fights with them, but then they lose it in the third quarter. And Carolina always ends up running away with it. I honestly think that the NFL is terrible this year. But, I mean, Carolina, they do have skills. I'm not going to say they're a bad football team because they're not. They are good. But they're not great. Like, they should have been beat already.
Right.
Like, they really should have. They should not be undefeated. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Like, sorry to all the Carolina Panther fans, but that team should not be undefeated. And that's just what it is. So, the NFL sucks. Mm. Carolina's okay. Like, they good. But they not the best team.
D-Wade, you want to jump in that?
That was mean.
Sorry.
Hey, hey, I understand. They're the best team, but the NFL is watered down, and
that's a good way to. That's a good way to say
it. It's just what, but it becomes for all the rule changes and things you can and can't do. But here's my issue with the NFL. How many people in the whole world? Like 10 billion, 12 billion people?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And it's how many teams?
I think it's 7 billion.
7 billion?
People in the world.
7 billion? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and it's 32 teams in the NFL. And it's 53 players.
53 per team?
That's you can go back archive shows for that.
HM3Inc.com.
Okay. So, why is it so hard to field capable players? People who are capable of. So you're telling me it's not 32 capable people to play the position of quarterback in the world out of how many?
Slicky was right. It's 7.125 billion.
Out of 7.125 billion people, you mean it's not 32 capable of playing the quarterback position in the NFL? I'm just asking the question. You tell me it's not. 32 teams, it's not 160 capable defensive backs.
Go ahead, math whiz.
Yeah. It ain't 160 capable defensive backs in the world. I'm just asking. Out of 7 billion?
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, me and Jay were talking last night, Horace, about how there are no good quarterbacks in the NFL.
Come on.
And the reason why I'm saying is that
Tom Brady.
It's a conception.
You know how he feels about him.
Yeah.
But I was telling Jay, Cam Newton is the LeBron James of quarterbacks.
Mm.
And I'm gonna back that with facts.
Go ahead.
He's now a typical prototype white quarterback that stays in the pocket and throw, but very athletic, mm-hmm. like no other. And now they changing their mindset about him. But it's so many other quarterbacks, and I look at these teams like Wheaton is still getting picked up by teams.
Yes, he is.
Matt Flynn. Flynn is horrible. The boy for the Houston Tech is horrible.
And they still getting picked up.
I lost $2,000 on him the other night.
Damn.
He's horrible. They couldn't even score in the red zone.
Fruit cups.
Yeah, I was going to say, hold on, man.
Fruit cups.
He had folks running down the field. He was throwing at their feet. He was throwing way over here. And one receiver said, who you throwing to the ball through? But me and Jay were just talking about how bad these quarterbacks are.
Yeah.
They getting a check.
Check. 32.
And there's some kids that work at Walmart and Kroger can throw.
How much football do we watch on Saturday?
Mm.
A lot, right? Just, mm-hmm. Just
you probably watch a good 9 hours of football.
It's OD.
And we watch and we see on Sunday afternoons the second team quarterbacks with lists like Jimmy Clausen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're starting this week.
Mm-hmm. Matt Flynn,
that never should have got another job.
Mm-hmm.
The boys and all the quarterbacks in Cleveland.
Pick one.
Whitehurst is still a backup quarterback.
Charlie.
Yeah.
He still wears his headband?
Yeah, he still got the Sasha Vujicic.
To you is we need to really look at why these people are still in the NFL. And it has to be something else besides.
I think Steve is that buddy-buddy system.
That's what I keep
saying. Old boy
it's
got to
be a good old boy
that's
system.
That's what it's about. It ain't the talent's not there, whatever. I've seen some of the players that play in the preseason. You look and you say, this quarterback better.
Mm. Right.
But you see when the season starts, he's not on the roster.
No time, baby. He's not at all.
I want to say this because D-Will can relate to this.
Okay.
It's like rappers being underground trying to break into the industry. They are good, but would never get in. Mm. They will keep flushing these same rappers, ain't selling no units.
Yep.
And it's funny to me.
So you got to tell people what units
are. Oh, units are CDs.
There you go. Yeah, okay. I just made it sure. We want to know we educated on the
so,
SRT.
So my point is here is that an underground starving artist is trying to make it. He can't break in because he don't know nobody. We don't know your potential. Right. Yeah, you can hit a flagpole from here to with a football. Mm-hmm. But when them folks coming at you, we don't know. But you keep shuffling these guys around that are horrible. Me and Jay couldn't name six decent quarterbacks in the NFL. I'm talking really just good. Bad. I wish D would have played quarterback. He might still be getting a check.
You're right. Jimmy Clausen and Whitehurst do not deserve to be in the NFL.
No, they don't.
We don't deserve to be in the Horace. No, he do not deserve to be in the NFL. Who on the practice squad?
Mm.
Whedon, what about Castle?
Man. Fitzpatrick is still playing. He went to Harvard.
Well, he actually.
He kind of been balling a little bit this year.
He actually.
Boy, if you play for a bunch of teams, you ain't that good. Because if you good, they going to hold up to you as long as they can.
Hold on.
Hey, let's just start name Mettenberger. Name numbers.
Matt Hasselbeck is 40 plus years old.
41.
And still in the league, though.
Come on, son.
Like, for real. But I thought he would have been put out.
That's what I mean about they find places for people that they want to have there.
Yeah.
And you won't get a kid out of Arkansas playing bluff for opportunity because of his skin color. But yet you keep these boys shuffling, getting checks.
But listen, and his style of play. It's not his skin color. It's his style of play.
But that's what I got a problem with is that at the highest level quarterback you see now, no quarterback runs a system to where he's going to go to his second, his third read. All your major college teams, except for your Alabamas, who play a pro-style offense, but you see them look over to the sideline, and everybody gets to play. Well, okay, that's just like me interviewing for, or me saying, okay, I don't go to school, I'm not going to do anything, but now I'm going to go get a job where Tiffany works. And I'm gonna do what she does. Yeah.
Hell, I haven't learned what to do to get to her.
Hey,
job.
When the line come, when the line come, you gonna look to the side and be like, "Hey, what I supposed to do?"
Right. So I'm looking. Gotcha. I don't know what Tiff does. Mm-hmm. So you don't know what the NFL job is when you're a quarterback in college now, because they don't prepare you for the NFL
they
in
sure
college
don't.
Anymore. All your major schools, nobody from Oregon can come and play. That's why the boy at Tennessee now, they catching up to him, right?
Yeah.
He's not looking like he did the first week.
Joshua. No. Joshua Dobbs. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's different. No, I'm talking about the kid.
Mariota.
Oh, you're talking about the Titans.
Yeah, like I said, he wasn't going to look that great in the first 2 weeks. And sure enough, they all over him now.
That's what I'm saying. They're not preparing the quarterbacks to play at the next level.
Steve.
Nobody from Baylor. Look at RG3.
Robert Griffin III.
Lit the league up his first year.
Yep.
But he can't read defenses.
Nope, and they called him his second year.
Can't read defenses. Johnny Manziel can't read defenses.
D. Will, when you put your hand on somebody's back like this here, you about to say something good.
You finna tell him something.
I'm finna say something hard. I ain't going to say nothing the rest of the day. I promise you this is because somebody finna get mad.
Oh, Lord.
A.J. McCarron. I looked at this piece of paper, and I don't see no Alabama quarterback starting in the NFL. This boy gets in the game because of an athlete breaks his thumb. We're not talking about this, in which we should, because we are a sports talk show.
Right.
He gets in the game like deer with headlights. D, calm down.
Say the numbers. Say the numbers.
The man threw the interception. That boy danced for an hour. That was the funniest thing I've seen in my life. And he got in the press conference and said, "Well, this is just my first game. I promise you stick with me long enough, I'm going to get good." And I did go to Alabama, which is a pro-style system.
Hey,
so
D Will
been dogging me out for years about AJ McCarron. He's finna get his chance.
Oh, he got it.
We gonna have to bet. Are they on the sheets, D?
I ain't betting no more.
They are on the sheets.
No, yeah, they are.
Here.
Go against Cincinnati.
I ain't betting him.
And he finna get drugged, Horace. Because those folks said he was scared that game. He gonna be scared the rest of the way.
Your boy threw for 260.
The game was over with.
And two picks, but
the game was over with.
They not on here.
He had a touchdown.
Dang, they not on here.
Yeah,
he hit AJ. Yeah.
But so he's going to be good.
He shouldn't be in the league.
Oh, come on.
But he's handsome.
Somebody got to play quarterback.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about LSU talking to Jimbo. We didn't talk about that last week.
No, we did.
They swept it under the rug. Hancock, what happened?
From what I understand, Jimbo really kind of listened to what LSU was saying. Now, I don't know if he was playing FSU because, you know, he wants more money. But the LSU situation was that if he would have signed, if he would have said he was coming, Les was out the door.
Easy one. He was gone. That's who they wanted. They wanted Jimbo Fisher, and it was his job for the taking. He decided to stay at Florida State. Now, I understand why. Florida State is loaded, and he has something coming back, playing in a better conference. He plays in an easier conference when you talk about the ACC. Rather than go and fight those dogs down in the SEC, it's just too much.
And the West.
Yeah, so I just think it was set up better for him to stay at FSU. But if he wanted the job at LSU, it was his for the take.
Wow. D, is it conniving, undermined, or what you feel about LSU even doing it this period? Fair, unfair?
Nah, it's the nature of
just
the game.
Business.
That's business of the NCAA. That's how they do it from the top to the bottom. Like if I want another coach, you're out the door, I'm getting another coach. If I want another player, you're out the door, I'm getting another player. But guess what? The only one who gets paid and gets to walk with their money is the coach.
Yeah.
The player just you gone. Like Demetrius Houston, he's floating in the wind right now.
Mm.
He ain't got no money.
Right.
Y'all ain't get him no severance package.
Right.
He got fired, basically. But he don't have a severance package. So
yeah, look at your boy Oklahoma's quarterback. He was trying to get Texas Tech to give him another year of eligibility.
Yep.
And they won't sign off on it. So he won't get that fifth year red shirt because they won't sign off on that. He's trying to get the NCAA to give him a hardship so he can play another year.
Mm-hmm.
But
he left the school.
Right. They didn't pay for any of his books, nothing down there at Texas Tech, but they basically own his rights.
Wow.
So
NCAA.
Yeah. So Kingsbury won't sign off on it for him.
Hey, we need to put that on Facebook and put quotes around it and put S.P. Patrick. Hancock superhero after it.
Yeah.
They own his rights.
Own his rights.
They do.
Own his rights. Mm. All right, man. That's it for the college football NFL open roundtable discussion. That was pretty good. Slick Money, you bringing that knowledge tonight, baby. Nuggets, 7 billion people, you knew that?
He did. I was surprised.
Hey, fourth grade education.
Hey, say that no more. Well, you know how many people in the world that we don't.
You graduated the sixth grade last week.
Because like, I was like, 7 billion. I had to look it up.
I said 12.
Because he was confident. I'm like, oh, he probably right. Let me see what they say.
Drop that knowledge or phone him.
Hey, yeah.
It's the vibe right now.
It's vibe.
Yeah, you need to get in with me.
Okay.
Come on, get in, D. We'll get in. I'm taking his wife to a day of concert.
Yes, sir.
I love her. I tell her we're going to Cheesecake Factory, too, before. Ooh. Yes. We'll get you a slice.
I know I better
cheesecake.
Have a ticket, too.
Damn.
So I'm like, hold up.
Jay? Sleep?
Six man of the year? Yeah. All right, man. It's time for that word on the street by the Jewel of Sports, 28 to 12 now. Let's get it.
What happened to the welcome to the world?
The computer thing.
Yeah.
He was sleep.
What happened to that dude?
He fired him. He a quarterback.
Yeah, he got fired.
We upgraded.
He got fired.
So he got fired.
We upgraded. Yeah.
He played one game like AJ McCarron,
and then was out.
Say to go live next week.
Welcome to the Word on the Street with the Jewel of Sports. We are powered by Bleacher Report, and we are sponsored by hashtag Real Talk Tees, where we have a shirt for every mood. D, what's that website?
www.realtalktees.bigcartel.com.
Let me jump into some ice cold facts for you. MMA, they just had their fastest fight in UFC, their fastest title fight in UFC history. Conor McGregor knocked out Jose Aldo in his first ever knockout loss, and he knocked him out in 13 seconds. McGregor was crowned UFC featherweight champion, and they brought in $10.1 million at the gate. And McGregor said that he's trying to be like the Floyd Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. He wants to hit that $72 million mark. So
he can dream on, but he made some money.
He did. And his stock has actually risen. People are after him for movie roles and stuff now. Like Mark Wahlberg is talking to him. So, you know, he's getting more popular because of that fight. Some NBA ice cold facts for you. The San Antonio Spurs have been flying under the radar this season, but they actually have the most 20-point wins so far this season than any other team with 9 so far. So nobody's really talking about them, but they still kicking butt and taking names.
as always. Some other NBA ice cold facts for you. Shout out to Kevin Garnett. He has become the NBA's all-time leader in defensive rebounds with 11,413 and counting, beating out Karl Malone's previous record of 11,406. So go ahead, Kevin.
Go ahead, KG.
And shout out to Abby Wambach of the Women's USA Soccer Team. She is officially retired as the top scorer in international soccer history with 184 goals. She is a two-time Olympic gold medalist and was the 2015 Women's World Cup winner. So shout out to Abby. She's on Bourbon Street right now getting it in with her family and celebrating. So happy retirement. Let me jump into some athlete word on the street for you. Congratulations to Serena Williams. She became Sports Person of the Year with Sports Illustrated, becoming the first black woman to win the prize and the third female to win the prize. Woo-hoo. This is actually the 61st person that they've chosen. So shout out to Serena, man.
Shout out, Serena.
She was actually up against the racehorse American Pharoah.
Oh, Lord.
And how about there was an online poll, and American Pharoah actually won the online poll. And when Sports Illustrated actually picked Serena, there was actually an uproar, and people were arguing and getting mad because that horse wasn't chosen.
Yeah.
But in all actuality, that's a horse, not a person. And Serena Williams only lost 3 of 53 matches. So she deserved that.
Yeah, a horse is not a person.
No, it's not. So how you going to give a horse? Look, check it, though. On the online poll, she only got 5,000 votes. That horse got 275,000.
Oh, come on, man.
And they really wanted that horse to get picked. Crazy. But she looked good on that in that magazine. Ooh, I don't know if y'all saw it.
Really good.
I guess they don't watch tennis in Kentucky.
Probably not. And not enough horses on TV.
Yeah, exactly.
And some NFL athlete were on the street for you. There has been so many officiating mistakes in football lately that it's kind of ridiculous. So now with the NFL playoffs approaching, the NFL does not want officials deciding the outcome of these important games. So they are making some officiating changes for the postseason. The officials will be able to consult with the VP of officiating or his designee that is located in the league's officiating headquarters in New York regarding the correct application of playing rules. For example, if these rules were in place right now during the New England Patriots-Buffalo Bills game on Monday Night Football, after the officials incorrectly let time expire on the game clock when Buffalo's wide receiver Sammy Watkins got out of bounds, the officials would have been able to consult with the headquarters in New York and actually put time back on that game clock, and Buffalo would have got more plays. So the officials basically decided the outcome of that game, and the NFL organization does not want them deciding the playoff game. So this should be a good look. We won't have to probably wait 15 million years for them to figure out what's going on. Because usually the commentators are already talking to New York, and they got the answer. So,
and quiet is kept. We don't want them making the decision either.
Right.
So
exactly.
We with the NFL on that.
Exactly. Some more NFL athlete word on the street for you. The NFL will also now be disciplining those who impede the injury protocol. They have not liked how injured players have been properly identified and treated. So now everyone involved in the protocol is subject to discipline, which includes fines or suspensions. That includes players, coaches, officials, a team's medical staff, neurologists, or the ATC spotter. So the latest bad injury was Case Keenum, and when he got his head hurt, and they were upset about him not getting looked at properly. Some other NFL athlete word on the street for you. FanDuel and DraftKings are actually still up and running in New York. Last Friday, a judge granted New York Attorney General's request for a preliminary injunction to actually shut down the companies, but DraftKings filed for an emergency appeal of the injunction right after the judge's decision. So the stay will remain in place throughout the calendar year, and they are fully operational. So New York, get your bet on, baby.
Get it on.
Let me jump into some NBA athlete word on the street for you. Rajon Rondo is in the news this week, and because the Sacramento Kings point guard was suspended for one game, because in a game against the Boston Celtics, when he received his second technical foul in the third quarter, he earned himself an ejection and started yelling gay slurs at an actual gay referee. He didn't leave the court in a timely manner because he was so busy fussing at the ref, and so the Kings suspended him for one game for his derogatory comments. He has since issued two apologies, and this situation has, of course, caused an outrage in social media. And so that's why he's basically apologized twice. But NBA Commissioner Adam Silver feels that his one-game suspension without pay is a
fair and fitting punishment because he's losing. He lost over a little over $86,000 in pay that game for being suspended. But
we could have split that.
That part.
Hold on. Y'all can give us that as a salary as a group. For one game.
Yeah, for one game, he get $86,000 for one game. Like, that is way more than some people's salary, for real.
But how he played 82 games for you all that exactly. don't know that.
Right.
Do your math.
Do your math.
But how bad is your luck? You yell a gay slur to someone who actually gay.
Who actually is gay.
You know they're going to get mad.
And oh, they said it was known throughout the league. But
yeah, because he used to be in Boston. They said he used to be in Boston.
Yeah, and Jalen Rose actually spoke out and said that he think that Rajon Rondo should have got more time for that because
He said something else in the news. He trying to save face.
Jalen need to be quiet.
Too. Yeah, he that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I like Jalen.
We ain't even gonna go there with me. We ain't gonna go down here. Yeah, but he trying to save face with that comment.
All right, some other NBA athlete word of the street for you. Former NBA player Gilbert Arenas, who's still getting paid millions from the NBA, is under fire this week for posting a video of two women playing basketball in basically bra and panties. His caption to the video was, and I quote, "Now, this is what America was hoping for when they announced the WNBA back in 1996. Not a bunch of chicks running around looking like cast members of Orange is the New Black. Don't get me wrong, they have few cutie pies, but there's a whole lot of bean pies running around." Now, reigning WNBA champion Chicago Sky's Elena Delladine tweeted out with a hashtag by Gilbert saying, and I quote, "Women were not put on this earth just for men to look at. We are people and we have a purpose. We are role models. I am an athlete first and foremost." And many other WNBA players have tweeted out responses to Gilbert. Some tweeting their faces talking about, "I'm not no bean pie." And yeah, they've been going in on him. And also late Wednesday afternoon, NBA executive vice president of communications Mike Bass issued a statement about Gilbert Arenas' comment. And I quote, he said, "Gilbert Arenas' comments are repugnant, utterly disrespectful, and flat out wrong. WNBA players are strong, talented, and determined individuals who give it their all on the court. And they are inspiring role models to millions around the world. They should be celebrated for their accomplishments, not despaired with ignorant insults." So Gilbert just ain't got nothing better to do. I guess he got tired of hurling the insults at his wife or his ex-wife, whatever she is, and decided to take it somewhere else.
Yeah, that
ain't got nothing to say.
Let's
stay off that third reel.
Leave it at that? Yeah. Okay. All right.
I get in trouble.
I love the ladies.
Yeah, I love the ladies. Some other NBA athlete were on the street for you. There's been a lot of strip club love lately that the NBA players have been getting. They've been balling.
John Wall and Rick Ross.
The Milwaukee Bucks lost to the Lakers earlier this week. I believe it was Monday night. And it probably was because 16 hours before the game, they were in Ace of Diamonds, L.A. It was O.J. Mayo, Greg Monroe, Chris Middleton, and Miles Plumlee. And what makes it even more interesting is that they left shortly after 2 a.m., had practice a few hours later, and then Greg Monroe suffered a knee injury in practice and was scratched from the game. So, of course, TMZ.
Yeah, that sucker in my fan dude lineup that night, too.
Oh, he played you. Yeah, TMZ had the video of him in the club. So, of course, Jason Kidd caught wind of it and saw it and gave them a long lecture. He said to the media, they're basically a young team learning to be professional. So he wasn't going to, like, try to suspend nobody. He said listening to him lecture them was punishment enough. So we'll see.
Grown men,
how you going to blame me going out to a strip club on me getting hurt in practice?
Yeah, it's grown men.
Yeah.
Like, how does me getting hurt in practice because I went to the strip club?
Because you should have been resting your knee after dinner instead of out dancing with some booty.
Think he heard it at the strip club.
Okay.
Probably.
Okay.
But just fail in practice.
Right.
But heard it at the strip club?
Probably.
The only thing I ever heard at the strip club was my wrist from throwing money.
Yeah, but if you're in VIP and trying. Well, anyway, go ahead, Tim.
Speaking of strip club love, Wizards John Wall.
Was he stripping?
No, probably. He probably got excited.
Was you on the pole?
But John Wall, he actually did it right. Hey. He waited till after they beat down the Dallas Mavericks, and he hit up V Live in Dallas and dropped 47,000 on some scrippers. Yeah, but he already made $50 million in his NBA career, so it ain't like he missing that.
Hey, on the seven,
he was making it rain on him.
He boosted the local economy.
And they was
boosted
loving it.
The local, wow.
They
on
was loving
the seven stats.
Yeah.
Yeah. It did more than rain. I think that was a tsunami. Yeah.
You can give us that salary right there as a group.
That, we got 86 and 47.
Hey, we getting
there,
baby.
Add it together. We getting there, baby.
Hello.
Get there, baby.
Some more NBA athlete warning street for you. DeMarcus Cousins of the Sacramento Kings. He keeps doing good off the court. He loves doing good off the court. But on the court, he just got an attitude problem.
He's a Bama boy.
Boy. But he just surprised a needy family with a brand new car.
Hello.
And, I mean, it was an amazing moment. If you saw it on TV, I mean, he actually pulled up in the car while the family was taking a picture. Their backs were to him. So he just got his head hanging out the window looking at him. And when they turned around, I mean, it was just a priceless scene. The little kid was just crazy. It was priceless.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big ol' Boogie.
Yeah.
All right, Boogie.
And congrats to Iman Shumpert and his fiance Tiana Taylor. Uh-huh. They actually had their baby girl. Well, he actually delivered their baby girl on their bathroom floor. She didn't realize she was in labor until she felt the head at the bottom of her stomach. I don't understand how she didn't realize. Like, I know you're supposed to feel a water break. I don't know why she didn't feel none of that. But he called the ambulance and the doctors, and they basically were on the phone with him, walking him through what to do. And he delivered the baby and wrapped some headphone cords around the umbilical cord until the ambulance got there for them to do their thing. And their daughter, Iman Teala Shumpert Jr., is here.
Huh? I'm so happy she rich.
Yeah.
I'm glad she's going to have millions when she grow up. With
right.
A name like that.
With that name, Iman.
Because Raven Simone would not hire her.
She sure won't. She don't like them nope. names like that.
Right. Talking like slick money.
Talking
for the
like
last slick night money. In the penthouse.
Let me jump into some boxing news for you. Floyd Mayweather, he's quote unquote retired now, and he's on a shopping spree in Dubai. With all the money he's spending, he might have to come out of retirement. I don't know, but he dropped $1.5 million on a two-day shopping spree in the Dubai Mall. And one of the most expensive purchases that he bought one of the most expensive watches on the planet. He spent $1.1 million on a Hublot watch that is covered in diamonds. Like, $1.1 million on a watch, though? Yeah, D, cover your watch up. You don't even... Floyd's watches is blowing yours out the water. Just, that's a lot of money on a $1.1 million. Yeah.
No. So many rocks up in my watch, I can barely tie the time.
He can't even see the time.
Yeah,
it's diamonds
time.
All over that mug. I'm talking about the band, the face.
He got to wear shades just to tell the time.
Exactly.
He got to have security to wear the watch.
Yes, he does.
No, he don't need none. He got them hands.
They will.
Yeah, you right.
You know, it's positive town. Right. He don't want none.
That part.
You say you don't want
you
none.
May be Floyd Mayweather, but it's some stuff bigger than you.
It's places you don't want to go.
Ain't no referees over here, baby.
That part.
Ain't no shoulder roll.
And we ain't no stop. We ain't no calling the fight and stopping no fights. You're going to get beat down or something. All right. Other news. The Ronda Rousey and Holly Holm rematch is trying to be rescheduled for UFC 200, which will be next year in July. But Ronda Rousey is filming two movies before that, and Holly Holm's manager does not believe that she will be ready to compete then due to the severe nature of her loss. And he thinks that Miesha Tate will be a better fight. So Rousey might not get that rematch, so we'll see.
She don't lose anyway. Two movies? Yeah. In between getting beat up?
I mean, but she can't train anyway. She's hurt.
She
so
beat up again, man.
And some golf news real quick. Congrats to Roy McIlroy. He was named European Tour Golfer of the Year, and he also got engaged to girlfriend Erica Stoll. Remember, he was previously engaged to tennis star Caroline Wozniacki. Check the archive shows on hm3inc.com. And he broke that engagement off over the phone with her last year because he said he wasn't prepared for the commitment at the time after he saw all the wedding invitations. He got scared. So we'll see if he sticks it out this time. Oh, and if you have not been on our SRT Facebook page, let me throw in this WNBA Brittany Griner news for you.
Yeah.
Her and her ex, Glory Johnson, go get caught up on archive shows on hm3inc.com. Their divorce papers, they are drawn up and property and everything is split, but they will not be finalized because of this paternity issue.
Yeah.
In the divorce petition, Griner says she was coerced into participating with her ex's IVF treatments because, as I told you, Gloria Johnson just had these twin babies. But Johnson said that Griner was down for everything from the beginning. So now the judges and the courts have asked for a bunch of medical records because if they can prove that Griner agreed to be the quote-unquote father from the medical records through the IVF treatments, she is liable for child support. So a judge has set their next status conference for January 2016. So basically,
she has to prove
that she's not the father. She has to prove that she did not say, yes, let's go get those IVF treatments. I'm going to help you parent these kids. Do it.
IVF treatments, and they saying that to make it sound good, but she got.
You think a dude knocked her up?
No. I think she is a dude, and she knocked her
up. Right. That's cool.
Really,
and they hired her with the IVF treatments and all that. She is there to say the WNBA, and it ain't working.
So you mean tell me she going to be on Murray in 2 weeks?
You are Brittany the father. Griner,
you are the father.
Let me jump into some hot rumors on the street for you real quick. I've been telling you all that the St. Louis Rams want to move to L.A., but the city of St. Louis is really trying to keep them. And now the NFL is actually jumping in to help the city of St. Louis keep them by pledging to add $100 million towards the construction of that new stadium. So we will see if the Rams end up filling out those transfer papers over the next few weeks.
Why doesn't the NFL want a team in L.A.?
They do want a team in L.A., but the problem is they have too many teams wanting to be in L.A. right now. They only want one. But you got the Chargers, the Raiders, and the Rams wanting to go there, and they're all very serious about getting there. So they're trying to boil that down to just one team getting there because they are going to have a team in L.A.
So who's the front runner?
I think the Rams. I mean,
the Chargers. Raiders. I think the Chargers are the front runner.
You think the Raiders going back?
I think the Chargers might be the front runner.
We dropping nuggets on here, boy.
We are.
You can't take nothing out of San Diego.
True.
Nothing in
San Diego. That's true, because it's nothing in San Diego.
But San Diego
doesn't even
play in San Diego.
Where do they play?
They play like close to San Francisco, don't they?
Are you serious? I thought they played in San Diego.
I think they're in San Diego.
Yeah.
They stadium in the city?
It's
yeah,
in San Diego, for
nothing
sure.
Nothing else there. Ain't right. No other sports team other than
they
the
got the San Diego,
team.
Right, the Padres, right?
But
they need something
they
there.
They ain't got no other sports team.
San Francisco, not in San Francisco.
That's who you think.
Right.
They're in Santa Clara.
Exactly.
There you go.
Some NBA hot rumors on the street for you. There is a hot rumor in Sacramento that the Boston Celtics, the Chicago Bulls, and the Miami Heat are interested in trading for DeMarcus Cousins. So we'll see what happens with that. The Kings organization, it hasn't been real high on him lately anyway. So where there's smoke, there's fire, and he may get moved. The 76ers have reportedly contacted Elton Brand and Shane Battier to be mentors for the team, and they are considering Mike D'Antoni as the associate head coach. Associate head coach, so now, yeah. and my last hot rumor on the street for you, hot rumor in Memphis is that the coach is on the hot seat because of their struggles last season and this season, so he might not be there by the end of this season. They just got drilled by the Bulls last night, so.
They
got
to adjust their game.
Very much so, but they already tried. They got Z-Bo on coming off the bench, so they've been trying to adjust, but it's just not working.
Since this is the last show in the penthouse, Jay, do you have a comment on that?
No comment. Oh, and Jay said no comment. You know he ain't too happy about the Memphis Grizzlies. But you know what? That's a wrap on your word on the street with the Jewel of Sports. We are powered by Bleacher Report, and we are sponsored by hashtag Real Talk Tees, where we have a shirt for every move. D, what's that website?
www.realtalktees.bigcartel.com.
Shop with my boy.
Yes, sir.
Wonderful, wonderful job. Wow. Information. If you just get a chance to listen to the word on the street, please do yourself a favor, because the information that is provided is just awesome and informative. And I learn some every week.
That's what's up.
I know I'm researching. And I research and do this multiple times a day, but the tennis, the Serena, it's the intricate details that you bring.
Appreciate you.
You know, did you see the dress that Serena? You know, that kind of stuff, or
I could have told rim. You that.
Yeah, I mean, no, they need to, y'all need to see that Sports Illustrated cover. She's sitting on a throne in like a bathing suit.
With her legs open.
With her legs, by her leg propped up on the arm of the chair. Like, she looks fly, yo. It's a nice spread.
Okay.
Yeah. No pun intended. I threw that in there. No pun, because you going somewhere.
And I saw the look on his face. I was waiting on him to say something.
Devilish.
I just the look on his face. I thought he was about to say something.
Oh my God, this is a trip. Last show in the penthouse, man. We having fun. Doing our thing. 31-13 St. Louis is up in the fourth quarter.
I wanted Tampa Bay to win this game. I want to see Jameis do good.
Yeah.
They done.
NFL, baby.
Oh, well, they got Atlanta next week.
They're going to beat Atlanta.
So they good.
They good. Yeah. They going to win next week.
All right, let's NBA roundtable discussion. We'll go just kind of go through this really, really quickly. The state of Texas is just going through something.
They need some of Slick Money blessings.
reports Dwight Howard is not happy being second fiddle.
When is he ever happy? Seriously. Like, when has he ever been happy for real?
Yeah.
I just really want to know. He's never happy.
So he said he may opt out of a $23 million contract and become a free agent. Now, rumor has it that, you know, as soon as it hit, I got a phone call. I'm like, really? Okay, we got to talk about this. All right, so rumor has it that Atlanta, by the trade deadline, may try to trade for Dwight Howard in exchange for Al Horford.
But why, though? Like, Al Horford playing better than Dwight Howard to me.
Hey, hold on. No. I need you to put a little bit more bass in your throat and get a little bit more excited, because all y'all Atlanta Hawks fans, we need a big man. There you go.
But again, him, though?
We need a big man.
Not him.
There you go.
No, not him.
He's right, big.
So here we go.
A little bit more.
If the trade rumors are true, Hancock, would you trade Al Horford, Mike Scott, and whatever that comes with it? Let's just keep it Dwight Howard for Al Horford. Would you trade and why? Would you make this deal?
No. Now, I told you the deal, I would be making a deal, but it wouldn't be to get Dwight Howard. I wouldn't get a center that I can't play in the fourth quarter because he can't make free throws. And
he can't score in the post.
That too. But I can't even play him in the fourth quarter because they're going to put him on the foul line and we can't win because he can't make the free throws. But, you know, we're talking about Dwight Howard. We won't even go into what we need to do with the Hawks. No, I wouldn't make the deal. I just don't think he benefits. What you do, he won't help. So that wouldn't be in my plan.
Slick. Money.
You know, nephew spent the night last night in the penthouse, and we had all different type of subjects we talked about, and Dwight came up.
Okay. So y'all had the show before the show.
Yes. He got to be one of the biggest disappointments in NBA history.
Ooh, you right, though.
Physically?
Not physically. He probably won the
he
best.
Still look good.
He's handsome and the girls like him. But this dude is horrible, man. For him to be making all that money, wear a cape, and was Superman supposed to be, all of this.
He's Clark Kent right now.
What don't matter what he is.
Get him them glasses.
From 20,000 children to jumping to every one of hurt every organization you go to, and everybody shake their head, hoping and wishing that you turn around and not even happening. It just hurts, man. I don't even want to watch basketball. I'm fooling with him. He's just sad, man.
So I'm assuming you wouldn't make the deal.
If I trade for him, I want two cars, a house, and that's it. I wouldn't even give up none of my players for him. That dude is horrible, man.
Wow. Let's go. D Will. Or should I move on?
Oh, no, nah, I'm answering. Okay. No. The Hawks, Dwight Howard, If you get rid of Al Horford, Mike Scott, he can go wherever. All right. But if you get rid of Al Horford, who scores in the post, who scores
he scored outside the
in
post
the
mid post,
who stretches the defense.
Dwight Howard don't stretch
nothing. What you doing? What you gonna do with Dwight? Are you gonna bank on that left hand hook shot?
That he barely make?
D Will is on the one thing he stretch. And we don't have to talk about it no more. Yeah, that's the only thing he's stretching. Let's just leave it right there.
Yeah. Wow.
We know kids don't listen to do they, Harris?
Some of them, but they probably not did it. Well,
they should be sleeking ready for school.
Right.
It ain't the one to break in.
But I'm just saying, I don't know if they that slick to figure that out.
No, they.
This dude is horrible, man.
He's bad.
Dude is bad, man. Y'all don't know sugarcoat. This dude is bad, man. I thought the Lakers, yay. Houston, yay. Atlanta, ooh.
Hey, but can I tell you something?
That's even worse.
You know what he is? He's a parasite. Literally.
Wow.
I'm not going to call him, for lack of a better word, he's a cancer.
I agree with
Wherever
him.
Wherever he goes.
Yeah.
Coach he gives, killer.
He's a coach. Obviously a coach killer from Orlando with Van Gundy to L.A.
Yeah, Brown.
To now Houston. With Houston. And Kevin McHale's gone. He's a parasite. He gets into the team and you get so much hype around him. So you're supposed to be it when you get the right Howard. And you fail. So who does it fall on? Not him.
Harris. He should have stayed in Orlando.
Ever since he left there.
He should have stayed there, quit trying to make everybody's hopes higher, knowing that you just should have stayed and quit playing mind games. I think Orlando would be a better team
had he stayed. That's where his baby mama from.
But he could have been closer to her.
Yeah, she was a cheerleader for the team.
Yeah, he could have been at least closer to her. He had to spend money to go see the baby.
Tiffany, would you make the deal?
I mean, y'all already said it. If Mike Budenholzer want to keep his job, they don't need to make the deal.
They don't need to make the deal.
If he want a job next season, they don't need to make the deal.
He the president.
Yeah. If he want to keep his job, they don't need to make the deal because he's a coach killer. And he's a team killer. Mm. He kills the chemistry on every team. And when the chemistry is dead, that hurts the coach's job because the team isn't winning.
When Dwight Howard was at his best, what did he have?
Yeah, shooters around him.
Thank you. Where are the shooters in Atlanta besides Kyle Korver?
Also, it goes back to what the NBA has become now. The new term, pace and space, he doesn't benefit in that
at
situation.
All.
But pace and space meaning that the up-tempo style with people that can stretch the floor, spread the floor out.
DeMarcus Cousins is taking pull-up three-point jump shots
exactly.
in transition.
That's all you got to do. You have to be able to basically shoot. The Shaq situation and all that is over now.
It's over.
That style of ball is not playing in the NBA right now.
You know when you put your hand on somebody's back, you're saying some good stuff, Steve.
Last time he said that, he took a shot at me. So I'm ready. And he called him a name. I'm ready.
You're a sports guru, is that correct, for basketball?
I try to be.
Is he going to go in the Hall of Fame?
No.
Why? For what?
Well, his first 6 years was pretty impressive.
Listen, 6 years don't get you in the Hall of Fame.
Did he win a championship in them 6 years?
Say that again.
Did he win a championship in them 6 years?
6 years, no ships.
Reggie Miller never won a championship and got in.
Reggie Miller had a
We talk about start, Reggie okay. Miller.
Reggie Miller never fell off like
we
Dwight
talk about
Howard
Reggie
did.
Miller. He ain't nowhere close to Dwight Howard.
He got the name.
Right, he got the name. So his first 6 years were great, and the last six has been horrible. Four or three.
Yeah, remember that sports writers and all those people put you in. He ain't really.
Hey, y'all old school, right? Y'all old school.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Who sang that song? What have you done for me lately?
Janet.
Ooh, yeah. Actually, I got a picture.
Look at him. You and your pictures. You keep your phone down.
Okay. If y'all want to know something, buy a horse.
Show and tell.
Put your phone away.
Show and tell. HM3.
Hey, y'all ain't going along with me tonight. We got to imitate Slick Money in the last night of the penthouse.
That's what it is.
Everybody got to talk like him, man. Let's go.
Go ahead. Your turn, Harv.
Hey, listen. There's no way that they can make this deal.
The Hawks are horrible,
the
too.
The Hawks need fixing, but it
but
ain't.
But that won't be it.
That's not the riveting.
Yeah, that ain't going
to
be it.
How do you go harvest from first to the ninth place in the next season?
I just told you. There were so many injuries last year that they should never been where they were in the first place. If everybody was healthy, they would have not been that high of a seed.
And they weren't even healthy.
Yeah. So
if the playoffs started now, they'd be on the show talking to us. Why does the playoffs start?
That's where they should have been last year.
They're going to have to make some adjustments. But next.
Second.
Yeah, they got second. Like, they should have been there.
Ryan Anderson and one of the Mars twins. I don't know which one it is.
They need to be split up anyway. They too close. No,
they have been.
Yeah, they
one in Detroit and one.
Yeah, one in Detroit. Okay. So Ryan Anderson and the Mars kid in Phoenix are the biggest two names on the trading block right now.
Well,
Ryan Anderson's a good piece.
But D, why would somebody want Why would somebody want those guys? And then last night, a team scored 100 points on them in the third quarter.
Who you talking about?
The Phoenix Suns.
Oh well, yeah, they.
You cannot let the NBA team score 100 points in you on three quarters. I don't care if they got seven Steph Currys on their team.
Seven Steph Currys.
100 points in three quarters?
Yeah, that's a lack of
that. Oh, my God.
No D.
Jay Washington, I just went another room. Are you serious? 100 points in three quarters?
Yeah, that's a lack.
He ain't playing no defense.
Hey, I had the best landing spot for either one of the guys, in your opinion.
Hey, but Ryan Anderson
can't play without his brother, so he got to go to the
Ryan Anderson's in New Orleans, right?
Right, because they too close.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, he cannot function without his.
Like he's right. He really does.
He doesn't even play for Phoenix right now. He's gonna not even get
because he think about his brother.
He's had three straight DMPs.
Right, he's one of the better players for them last year.
Because he missed his brother, so he's going through some emotional turmoil. Yeah,
he said separation. Separation.
Hey, listen.
Now, as far as Ryan Anderson, with what I talked about before. The pace and space situation, him getting with a team that utilizes his ability to shoot the ball, and he can pass the ball, and he's bigger than you think. He just has to get to that team that needs some outside shooting.
But is it that New Orleans? Ain't he great for them?
Yeah.
Playing next to Anthony Davis
need
to
that
stretch
shooting.
The floor to let him get space?
I like that. Yeah,
when Anthony Davis went out, he had 3 30-point games.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So,
something New about Orleans. That doesn't fit, though. Somebody I don't know what it is. I don't know. Maybe it's
what about like Orlando?
Okay, they kind of occupy the same space with Anthony Davis being a stretch.
Right, you look at
also.
Him being a 7-footer, but he's almost more Dirk Nowitzki type, a little bit more athletic. Yeah. What Anthony Davis is doing, he's going out to the three and shooting mid range more than he's doing a lot.
What if Golden State get him?
Ooh.
You don't want him.
Yeah.
If you Golden State get another player like that, you do not want them. I promise.
Oh, if they get a Ryan Anderson. You could shut the league down.
Now, you know where he might fit well? Maybe at Clippers. They need outside shooters.
They need a lot.
They need a small forward.
They're not going to win.
Yeah. They need a small forward.
I tell you, they're not constructed.
Okay, when you say small forward,
they don't even work well together.
I agree with small forward. But if they're going to get a small forward, they need small forward, throw it to you, go get us a bucket.
How about Oklahoma City? Coming off the bench.
Won't get enough touches.
Somebody got to score when they go out.
The one of them going
to
be
I was about to say, one of them always in, right?
Still, you got to be able to stretch. That's why they don't win is they don't have enough stretches.
You're absolutely right.
When you run them off, you got to have somebody in the corner that can shoot that ball when it's reversed back.
But ain't Morrow in the game?
Yeah, but that's what he's there for.
Right, but that's my –
I think Ryan's a better option than Morrow right now.
And who was the other person we were talking about? Markieff
Morris.
You know what's weird to me about them? Do you know when they signed their Phoenix contract, they signed a double contract, and like it was all one set of money, and he got this amount, and it went into the same bank account.
I told you, separation anxiety. He's just not
like you got.
Function,
I understand you love your brother, but y'all got the same tattoos.
He can't function, man.
Y'all got the exact same tattoos.
Are they one person?
are they doing some taboo?
Third rail, D. Will.
I'm sorry. Hey, we don't go to IBNX the next week.
I don't want to see.
Two weeks. 3 weeks.
Well, next season.
Well, now, y'all this season.
Damn, I can't get right.
Hey, Carl, how we fix the Hawks, man?
The Hawks, you have to, and this is what I told you. I think it's time to split Al and Paul up.
Okay.
Because as constructed, if your goal is to win a championship, as presently constructed, that's not going to happen. They can be good. You're either going to have to do one of two things in the NBA, and that's lose bad to get draft picks or
play good
and add to what you have some kind of way. But what they have right now with Al and Paul is a good mix, but it's just not going to win a championship. They're not big enough. You can see they can't need nobody on their team plays above the rim. That's the biggest problem I have with the Hawks.
Kent Bazemore, their highest flyer.
Right.
And exactly.
He is. But, I mean, when they get an offensive rebound and they play the bigger teams, they can't put the ball back in.
Man, they can't at all.
They just don't have enough. They don't have enough size. And I think that really hurts them when they play the larger teams. Like, San Antonio came in here and they killed them on the board.
Mm-hmm. Eddie Tavares, put them in the game.
Toronto kills them on the board.
They get killed on the boards like every game, don't they?
And that's D League.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They put them in for a stint.
That's what's hurting them.
7-3.
I think you have to, the system that you have, you and I always talk about that, and you're building something there with the system and whatever, but Al is a piece that you could probably get something for and start moving in a different direction. I think you got to get bigger with the way they play.
Yeah. D-Well, how do we fix that?
I got here on my shot sheet, blow it up and get a real player.
Simple.
Like Hancock just said. Either really bad or you're really good. There's no in between. Okay. So they're not really good, so blow it up and let's go. Start from the beginning. Start from scratch. It's not like you're winning. It's not like you're going to disappoint.
Yeah, T got to go. I mean, to me, he and Schroeder are the same player.
Exactly.
And I think Schroeder's stock has started to decline. If you were to come into this season and put him out there, you might have been able to get something for him. But right now his game is struggling, so – Teague is – both of them are struggling now. They both were at the height of when you could probably move them coming into this.
And Korver's done as a valuable option.
Korver should be coming off the bench for the Hawks anyway.
Thank you.
That's what I said from the start of the season.
But how disappointing is Tim Hardaway? He's in the D League.
We won't talk about it. Me and Harris.
You gave him a draft pick for that.
Now, Harris talked to me about it, and he made me feel a little bit better because he said that they stockpiled a couple of picks with the move. And I understand that. Okay, I'm cool with that then, if that's what they did. But when you look at – they could have gotten R.J. Hunter.
Come on.
So, I mean, that's at least to me a piece that he's an NBA shooter.
He's playing well.
He's an NBA shooter. So, you could have groomed him to be the next guy.
Yeah, you passed on him.
So, I mean, those are things I'm saying. I think when you got Hardaway, to me, I called Harris then. I couldn't believe the move.
Mm. I couldn't either. Still,
but like I said, what we talked about and him saying that they – how many they stockpile? How many
they got like 5 picks, extra picks in the next 2 years.
I understand what they did then. Okay, if they're going to move, you still can – and that you can use those as trade bait. So, I mean, it's ways – to make some out of the, make some chicken salad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Dimitrov ain't with his organization.
Because I don't think Hardaway is a viable NBA player. I just don't.
And he was balling a little bit, though, last season for the Knicks.
But I think his ceiling is there. Yeah. I think
he lit the Hawks up when the Knicks came at the last.
Actually, and the SRT was in the building.
We were. He lit the Hawks up.
Him and Callaway.
Lit them up.
Callaway.
That may have been why they wanted to get him.
Exactly.
I just think he didn't grasp the offensive, defensive movement, whatever. Slick, how do you fix the Hawks?
This conversation shouldn't even be taking place.
Damn.
I don't see how you can be that good in one season and the next season you're even relevant. That's just this is the craziest thing I've seen in sports. I ain't never seen nothing like this before, Harris. You go to breaking records one season, what, 22-0?
19 in a row.
19 in a row, which is impressive. To the next year, you can't win 3 in a row. Lord Jesus.
With the exact same team.
With the same except one guy, basically.
I think that one guy was more on the defensive side where the defensive rotations he did, things of that nature. I think that continuity they had last year, until they got hurt, like latter part of the year, they fit like a glove. You could see the rotation, the defense, the movement, even the ball movement, everything. So, with that type of system, you never know. They might get it back together enough to get back into a playoff hunt. I still think they will, but I don't think
they'll make
go,
the playoffs in the East.
I don't think they'll go as far because, like I said, I think people now say, okay, we know who y'all are and what y'all are, and I think they play them a little different.
Tissue paper.
Last year was an anomaly.
Mm-hmm. What word you just use?
Anomaly.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
So there is, like, you can't do that again.
Yeah. That's a big word, too, Horace. I like
Absolute.
That.
I knew he was going back, though.
Yeah, that's a, I got to use that one.
So, without the anomaly, and then teams are, you're not going to surprise teams now. And teams has gotten better in the East, right? Mm-hmm. So now you're going to seek to the level of where you ought to be anyway. So now, you, now it's your turn to make the adjustment. So now you're going to have to make some moves. You're going to have to trade some pieces to get something. And my number one piece, and I've always talked about this, is Harrison Barnes. If they can find a way to sign this kid.
Don't he play for
Golden State?
Yeah.
Say
yeah,
how could they sign him?
Because he's up for.
Well, why would he want to come here, though?
I wouldn't.
Same offense. Because he's fourth fiddle.
But you don't have a Steph Curry on your team.
But he, no,
he's
but
the
he,
fourth fiddle. Yeah, he's the he's fourth ready person.
To, he's ready to break out to get his own opportunity.
Lord Jesus.
That's why he turned down the new contract.
Yeah.
So you're saying he could be a star by himself on another team?
Yeah.
At least he can move above
and,
hey.
And then folks going to feed
Listen,
off
James
him?
Harden did
no.
It. James Harden did it.
Harden, but we're talking about Harrison Barnes, yeah, right?
We don't know.
Yeah, but, we didn't know that until
about James Harden. Until
man, but you saw flashes of that in James Harden.
You see it
like,
in
I
really don't see Harrison Barnes leading a team like that. Are you serious?
I'm not saying that because the Hawks don't even run that kind of offense.
Yeah, but he's a great
but
what
I don't see him being the head guy.
No. But what I'm saying is he's better than what you have now.
True. Now, see –
he's better than what you have. He's won a ring.
Right.
And he's in the offense that runs pretty much the same thing.
He would be
thing.
A great piece.
Yeah, I think he would be awesome.
Now, so, if you'd have said Wiggins, then I would have got excited.
I
no,
think he's
in that, a ball stopper.
I think he's on that level. I do too. Like, y'all, we're forgetting that Harrison Barnes is the most highly-touted recruit coming out
but,
of high
school. But this is the thing. You will never see it if Steph keep hitting 4-3. If Klay keep hitting 4-3,
20.25,
and Draymond he doing triple double, you would never see what Harrison can do.
Why would he lead that though?
That part
because you want to.
Because he want. Why did he turn the money down?
That's right. Because he could have signed right
now. Hey, what he?
Because they offered him the money. Why did he?
He
turn
wanted
it down?
More.
He's right. A competitor. I want to be known as the best.
He might fit better with Charlotte.
And then he ain't gonna win. So it's either you want to win or you want to lose. Pick one.
Yeah, that's true. And people want to win.
You want to
yeah.
win or you want to get paid more and lose. So you decide: is the money more important, or you want the championship rings? Decide. But give me the ships. I'm trying to go to the Hall of Fame.
Let's say he wins two championships with Golden State. Say they win this year. Let's just say it. We don't know.
Yeah, just hypothetical.
Let's say he wins. Okay, so he got two in his pocket. And he comes out, he's in a free agent year. He'll be one of the most sought after free agents.
Jump man.
It'd be hard to turn down that money, especially if you go to a place where, okay, they're going to say, well, you're going to be part of the nucleus here. You see what I'm saying?
Number one option.
Yeah.
Number one option he would fit in is the 76ers.
Like, he has to go to a crappy team.
A crappy team.
That one, in order to be guy.
I can't see him going to a team of guys, established stars, or good players.
I don't either.
And he fit in and be the man.
That's what I'm saying. The Hawks
don't
have that. The Hawks are a system runner.
Who's their established player that's a star?
Harford, they start five was all star. Y'all all had their jerseys on last year.
That's a popularity. That's a popularity contest.
Well, when you're winning, that's exactly what happens.
Well, let's keep it real. Let's keep it real.
They don't have one.
We always said that.
Y'all do know y'all basketball. But I'm going to have to tell you this, D-Will. That boy ain't going nowhere and be a star on no NBA team.
I can't wait.
Yeah. I want
to
see it.
I need to see this. I do too.
Because
he won't
slick.
Be a star in Chicago. He won't be a star in Boston. He's not. Toronto, he won't be a star.
Was Jimmy Butler?
Oh, boy, you took
star?
The words out
of
my mouth.
Because of that boy got hurt, Steve. If D Rose never got hurt, nobody would know nothing about Jimmy Butler.
Right, but my thing is.
That's true.
Not being a star, no matter whether somebody's hurt or not.
What you want players on your team for?
But what I'm saying, you said that
star sells out tickets.
But hold
yes,
on.
They do.
But this is what I'm saying. You saying someone would never be. That ain't got nothing to do with injuries or non-injuries.
if you're not going to be a star, you don't care if everybody on the team was hurt. You still not going to be a star.
What did Jimmy Butler play college at, basketball?
Marquette.
Did they go in for it in tournaments and all that? Did they do anything?
He was a second-round draft pick.
Okay, second-round draft pick, right? And what was born first, right?
Drake out. Didn't Jay Crowder go ahead of Jimmy Butler?
Yep.
Okay. He wasn't supposed to be a star. That was everybody said about him. You ain't going to be no star.
Look, the boy in San Antonio now was not going to be a star.
Kawhi.
Yeah. I mean, it's hell, Paul George.
It's hard. It's hard to say what somebody's going to be.
I think that boy in San Antonio could leave and go somewhere and really be a star. He's the man, Horace.
Would you have said that before last year, though?
He bought. Didn't he get the MVP or something?
MVP of the finals.
Last year.
I bet you balls would never get the NBA final for no team in the NBA.
Before last year, you would have said that about Kawhi Leonard. You would have said you didn't see that.
Barnes,
Kawhi
I ain't never seen him ball in the NBA yet.
Oh wow!
But he's fourth.
Right. I can't agree with that one.
Yeah, I can't agree with that one.
I was with you sticking to that part.
What numbers did he pick up?
He's fourth fiddle.
Pick up and pull his numbers up.
It ain't about numbers when you're fourth fiddle.
You use that.
No.
He's nobody to me. He ain't nobody to me. We have a discussion. Oh, y'all saying he'll fit in with the Hawks. I can't see it. Nobody come in and fit in.
I like him.
Hey, I'm telling you how I would fix it.
They bad hard.
I think he's a star. In somewhere where he can't be a star. Right. He can't shine so bright.
I think
if he was in San Antonio's offense with them, playing in that role, he would be a piece.
Because that's San Antonio's system. Right, anybody that fits the San Antonio system is going to thrive.
No, but you just
that's
told
the
me
same
that.
System
that's
the
what I'm saying.
Then the Hawks suck. They not thriving. None of them are thriving in that system.
But it's because of the players.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying the guy. Yeah. Okay, he just said Kawhi would go anywhere and be a star. Kawhi learned how to be a player in that system. Mm-hmm. If that kid was in that same system, he'd be touted just like Kawhi.
Hey, but if
Kawhi
the Hawks are running Philly? The same system, how come the Hawks ain't got no superstars like
they don't
that?
Have that player. Duncan.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. If they run the same system, they haven't had one.
And how many years have San Antonio done?
You got to get one first.
Hey, okay, so Harrison Barnes will be that piece to
name somebody else.
I'm asking.
Yes, that's what I'm telling you, Nate. He is the only forward in the league, the small forward in the league, that can do everything that you would want a small forward to do.
That's available. Because you got LeBron, you got Paul George. You can go on and on, but that's available.
Right.
Exactly. He is the – listen, put Kawhi Leonard in Philly. He's not Kawhi Leonard.
No.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
he's
not.
Do they even run a system in Philly?
He's not had a. He's insane in playoff.
I'm
gonna tell you why we keep paralleling Kawhi Leonard and Harrison Barnes.
Because they basically the same.
They
player.
Got the same personality,
and they got
all right. You know, we're talking about
measures. Exactly. Pretty much.
Both of them 6'7". Both of them long. Both of them athletic. Both of them play great defense. They can both shoot the three, and both of them don't say a word.
And they both can defend.
Come on.
Yes.
So they're the same player. Essentially, so if you put any one of them in a bad situation, neither one of them thrive. So I'm saying if you give Harrison Barnes the opportunity to thrive like they gave Kawhi Leonard, I think
thing is at least try.
Try.
Well, they need to do something because what they're doing right now ain't working.
At least try.
Hey, for our last night in the penthouse, I hope all our local Atlanta listeners are excited that we just gave y'all that much time.
Exactly.
Because I'm over it.
But 31-23.
You got to move Al, I believe. That's what I think.
That's like their best player.
You got to move Al. You got to move Julio. You got
to
move Julio.
He can go to a team that's buying to go to that next level and help them.
But I think him leaving hurts the Hawks.
But you're not. Well, okay, I understand what you're saying. But what he's got right here is not going to. If you are in business to win a championship, as constructed with him there, you're not going
to
do it.
Right. That's why I'll be trying to move everybody else but him.
But him by himself, I mean, what?
Yeah, what else pieces you
can't
got?
Get in there?
Don't nobody want Kent Bazemore.
They
don't.
That's what I'm saying. The Hawks are garbage, man.
That's why you have to go and you make that move.
Yeah, you got
to
get one.
You can sell this.
Same thing as Julio.
You go bring a championship pedigree to the Hawks. You're not going to be the fourth option. You can be an all-star small forward. You can sell that piece to the kid. Mm-hmm. You can sell that.
You said that to the fans also.
Yeah, ain't no doubt.
He's a champion.
Hancock, rookie of the year so far. Do we need to even talk about this?
Rookie of the year in what?
Basketball.
Oh, yeah. To me, it's Kyle Allen.
Okay.
I'm going with Kristaps Porzingis.
I'm going with Kristaps Porzingis.
Booyah, give me some, D.
I think he got the biggest name, but I think when you look at it.
Carl Anthony's better player.
Yeah.
But I'm saying Kristaps Porzingis.
That boy been balling.
He's the most exciting.
That boy balling.
Better look at Carl Anthony.
Porzingis wasn't expected to be balling like this. Like, people was writing him off as soon as he got drafted.
I'm not arguing with you at all on that. And he has, to me, surprised and been a hell of a player.
Now,
I didn't expect Carl and the Towers.
Yeah, I did. I expected Carl to get in and do this.
Not those numbers.
I expected Carl. I saw 18, that. That's why I'm
seven.
Yeah, I expected
blocks.
Him. Yeah. I expected him to do this. That's why I'm picking Chris.
I agree with Tiffany with the expectation.
Yeah.
But what's more impressive to me and what I'm looking at is the Knicks are not sorry.
Right. And they were last year.
They was horrible.
They was downright just disgusting to watch.
Not sorry.
He brought atmosphere.
Yes.
And
he make you want to watch the Knicks.
Yeah.
He dunking and screaming on people. He even has three-point range. Yeah. Like, he running the fast breaks. This boy, like, he is exceeding expectations.
He plays in New York. If Carl Anthony Towns played in New York.
Hey, I understand. I'm not.
And I understand.
But I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to tell you, Carl Anthony Towns is a, I'm going to swallow. No, I ain't going to say that. The teams that's constructed, he's playing better than Porzingis, okay? But Carl Anthony Towns didn't have the wider range skill set of Porzingis. They say he has three-point range.
I ain't seen it.
I hadn't seen it.
That part.
But his ability to score on the block is way past what Porzingis can do.
Of course.
Okay, so they have different games.
Yeah, he's a perimeter player, and Carl Anthony is doing kind of. He's stretching a little bit, but he
has the ability. He has a ceiling that's high. He has a high ceiling.
The best thing he got is he got KG in his ear every day.
Teaching him how to be a pro. That's the best thing that could have happened to him.
Porzingis has affected the team, to me, more than
Carl Anthony has.
Very much so. That's why I'm picking
the city. The city.
The whole man, for real.
I mean, once you do that, you're going to do that. Slate, you got to comment on?
The big boy for the Knicks.
Yeah.
Porzingis.
Yeah. I like him.
I like his swag.
He got some swag.
Man, Donnie, he got swag, boy, for sure.
Y'all see them six block shots he had?
Man, he beasted, though. He had a block party and was yelling, though. Like, ah!
Did you see the no look out of the triangle? He caught it up top, the no look behind the back, spin around, backdoor pass?
Yo, I love that kid.
His numbers is what I want to see. What's his numbers?
He's like, I think he like what? He's between 12 and 14 and about 5 or 6.
Yeah. That's a rookie of the year number.
Nah, your boy getting like 18 and 8.
Yep.
Nah, yeah. He's a bro.
Oh, I'll tell you that. 18 and 8 on the road, he getting like 16 and 5 at the house.
Not in New York.
He not playing good at the house, but that's weird for a rookie to be playing better on the road.
In New York, the Apple.
The Apple.
Yeah, they take care of their people.
But we'll see. It's going to be interesting to see because sometimes numbers can get skewed because Kevin Love averaged almost 30 rebounds in Minnesota. But, you know.
You saying anybody can get off in Minnesota?
Well, I'm
basically.
Just saying they were.
I didn't think he was the best forward. Remember, we had that argument.
But the thing about it is they was always playing from behind.
True.
You know, so. But,
go get yours.
The numbers can be skewed if
and
you really,
you
really
man.
Look at
he was
it.
The man.
And he was the man, exactly. And to affect the New York Knicks team with a ball stopper like Carmelo, you really doing something. Because he don't make nobody better. I've never seen it.
Hey, listen, can I say something about him since you went there?
Yeah.
He was a great college player. Great college player. Oh, y'all expect me to say something else? That was all I wanted to say.
Oh, my goodness. Well, folks, we're winding down, and it's getting to that time. We're about to do our Mighty Dog picks with my main man, Slick Money.
Slick, this your last segment in the house. Tipped and walked off during Junebug and them.
Cars are just played again.
That my boy. You on that lean.
You on that lean.
Well, Junebug. He's scratching at the door for Tip.
Yeah, you got to do it again for Tia because she get excited when she had a little puppy. Yeah. I mean, it's the last show. It's, we can do things twice. The last show.
Right. We ain't in a rush tonight, baby. Yeah. We can go long.
Here she come right now.
We're going to Waffle House tonight.
Yeah, here she come right now.
Hey, you missed Junebug.
Sorry, I couldn't hold no more. I was starting to see yellow.
Hey, you're so special that we played twice.
I gave you a little.
No, I probably would have peed on myself. Like, literally, I was like jumping over here.
Junebug, please.
Where my boo at?
Here you go, bro. Here you go.
Your sick dog coming.
Yeah, he ain't sick. He don't need.
Hey y'all, dang, calm down. We missed y'all too. Chill.
I ain't never heard him before.
We missed y'all.
There you go.
There you go, Diddy, your dog. Juba, hey baby. Hey boo. Give me a kiss. Hey baby. That my boo right there. I love me some Junebug.
Junebug.
Horace, did you know those dogs have been heard all over the world?
All over the world, baby.
Do you know that some listeners have asked me how many dogs we have when we walk through the penthouse?
What?
I've been asked how many dogs we have up here.
Now, Horace, I'm normally getting some rap
music. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We got 6 dogs up in this thing, baby.
One cat.
And one cat. Meow, meow, meow.
You ready? I'm ready. How are you?
But that sound like some Vivid type
stuff. Hey! Boy, this is the last show in that penthouse. How you like my picture with what you call it, dubbing?
Dabbing.
That was pretty hot, wasn't
it? Damn it, Chris Carter.
He done messed everybody up.
Well, Horace, if it's my segment, I can say what I want. Let's do the dabbing, Steve. Yay, hey.
Hey, somebody take a picture of this
dab. Hey. What? Watch out. Oh, Michigan State in the house.
Hey, D.
When we going to do the Big Easy?
Hey,
I've been kind of nice, D.
You been real nice.
Yeah.
I've been waiting on you to go in.
You have.
Hard.
You have. But you real nice.
It's been a dab, baby.
Okay.
In show dab. Moment of silence for last night in the penthouse.
You already know.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Slick Money had a maid come in and clean up the penthouse. She threw away our pics from last week. So everybody got their pics right.
Yeah!
Oh!
Yes, sir. Yeah. D, you
two
never got.
Up.
Yeah.
Two it up.
The maid said, "Big, what these numbers for?" I said, "Put it in the trash can. It don't make no difference." Because I went 0-2.
Hey.
Yes, I did. I can't remember who I had. They lost, I think. I think I had San Francisco.
Oh, well, that's why you lost.
Right, that's why he's throwing away the
numbers. Hey, Hancock said in week 3, I'm going to pick against San Francisco every week from now on.
They bad, too. But guess what? Today is a new week. Miss Tiff, I hope you ready.
Oh.
Give me your 2 picks.
Oh, Lord, help me. Gosh, I am struggling this week. I'm going to go with Mississippi State +6 over North Carolina State. Or I should say -6, my bad, because North Carolina State's +6. So I'm going -6 Mississippi State. And for my lock, I'm going with Florida State over Houston with the -7.
Florida State. What's that, Steve? Well, we won't see each other more.
So that's why I was picking the balls.
Yeah, all these.
Yeah,
gonna play.
I picked the balls since we won't be back until January 6th. Right. I just kind of.
Hey, say that plug again. We won't be back to when
January 6th, baby, live and in color on IBNX Radio. Tune in and check us out.
And you said Florida State +2, Tiff.
They're -7 with
-7
Houston.
Houston. Mm-hmm. And what was your first tip pick?
Mississippi State -6 over North Carolina State.
State
and my lock is the Florida State picks.
Okay.
Florida FSU.
I'm feeling like Hancock. You know, I'm going to roll with FSU now.
D Jizzle, your pick?
I'm going to roll with Alabama.
Okay.
-10 points.
Hey.
Of course. What else is new?
No doubt about that.
Alabama -10. All
right. And I've been battling with this all show. And I don't want to do it. But with them being on the road, in my Slick Money voice.
He's pretty good, too.
That was good, yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty good, yeah.
I'm going to have to say, I'm rolling with the New York Giants. +7 points against the almighty
Carolina Panthers.
Yo, you sound just like him, yo.
So, I'm taking Carolina Panthers. I mean, I'm taking the New York Giants plus the 7 points. And I'm going to take Michigan. I'm going to take Alabama minus the 2. In my slick money.
Man, you sounded just like him.
That's pretty good, D. Hancock.
What up, dude?
Yo, picks, bro.
I'm going to take the Detroit Lions plus the 4.
D-Town.
And I'm going to take the under with Kansas City and Baltimore because no offense. I don't think offense will be in that game at all. Under 42.
Carolina sent players, too, to also follow.
But I need Travis Kelce to do something in that game.
Carolina sitting players this week. So, I still think they're going to win.
Are they?
Yeah. Jonathan Stewart
will not
play.
I thought he was injured, though. They're just sitting him?
Yeah, he's injured because they don't need him to play.
Okay.
Okay.
If it was the playoffs, he would play.
Oh, he would be playing.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
HM3. Your picks.
North Carolina.
Roller Coaster School, University.
Roller Coaster University.
Against Ferris Wheel
Six
College.
Six Flags you.
Ooh, boy. I'm going with La Tech. Yeah, there it is.
It is.
Are La they even Tech. On the paper? Oh, they are.
Minus
okay.
3.
Okay.
And they're going Western Kentucky, minus 3.
Are they even on the paper?
Yeah, they up there.
Okay. Okay, there they go.
They been playing for a while, are you?
What?
What? You been winning.
Well, D, I'm going to do this in my slick money voice.
Oh, and there it is.
I'm standing in the NFL. Atlanta Falcon is bad.
Man.
I'm going with Jacksonville because I think they can win their division.
Blake Bortles.
I'm taking Jacksonville minus the 3 over the big, bad, hot Atlanta Falcons.
Man, they
so
fought.
So Jacksonville minus 3. And I got to, you know, if y'all didn't know, Tiffany and I will be playing each other for to see who go to the Super Bowl.
Yes, and I'm about to beat you.
Get him, Tip.
I got you, D. I'm going to get him for you, boo.
Thank you, baby. Last person said that exit stage left.
Damn.
And I ain't going to say anything. But that's the reason why I'm taking the Redskins, Horace. My quarterback is Kirk Cousins. I'm using a backup like Steve said. This one backup has been coming through for slick money. I'm going Kirk Cousins at home to throw 5 touchdowns against Buffalo. And Tiffany going to be crying.
I know I'm
she
not.
Think, she think Drew Brees is going to save her on Monday night.
He is.
But if Steve taking Detroit plus 4, New Orleans is in trouble. So I'm with
Hancock. But didn't we say last week that Detroit just don't care no more? So now all of a sudden Detroit about to win.
I think New Orleans the gave up their season.
We're a network now, baby. We on the network now. So we can flip flop.
Oh yeah, them network people do
they
that.
Flip-flop.
Oh, we can flip flop all the time now.
So I'm taking the Redskins plus 1 at home. Kirk Cousins going to get me to the Super Bowl with a backup quarterback.
Kirk Cousins going to throw 5 interceptions. And I'm going to win that Super Bowl.
Okay, Gar. Can I get a different beat for the recap? That's hot, but just give me something different. Give me something gangster.
He want to be down for his boys.
Yeah. I got to do this dummy. I got to do the dummy.
Damn, dab, man.
Oh, sorry, my man.
Chris Carter?
Dang, right. He is just killing that.
I'm trying to keep you up on the swag, man.
I'm just joking. Comedy.
He made D cuss.
All right, recap.
Damn.
Oh. D, calm down now. I've been nice to your ass tonight, man. I have
right,
not
I'm
said
sorry.
Nothing about
I'm sorry. Hey, recap.
Yeah, I ain't said nothing
he
about
said,
easy.
That recap.
Yeah, I ain't said nothing about going to Big Easy. And nothing like that. Come on, just give me some room in that.
D said shut up, recap.
Till Slop set me up.
Let me shut up. Okay. Go ahead, recap okay. That slick.
Before I was rudely interrupted by a man who owed me dinner. And he gonna let me take his wife to a Dale concert. That is kind of awkward, but I'm okay with that. Because I slick one and love the lady, whether they marry or not. We just going to hang out.
Pippin.
And I looked at I saw your wife on Facebook. She's a cutie.
I told you.
You are a good man.
Deserved.
To let Slick go out with her for one night?
Slick.
Jay, he won't get her back, I promise you. If you hang with Slick for one night, that's all it takes for something. They call me Peter Pan. If you don't know the story about Peter Pan.
Oh, Lord.
Don gonna crash that truck, Harz. I promise you, go around the curve this week. D. Will got his head down.
Lord have mercy.
I'm saying, baby, don't nobody roll these blunts like I do. man don't roam like this. This shit look like
wheel.
The wheel. You fell off, huh? Hey, they gone. The wheels done popped off. Okay, back.
Wheels done popped off that mug.
I apologize. Listeners, I apologize. That was just fun. Back to the pits.
They hit that corner of the wheel done rolled off.
We got the dump button now.
We got the dump button. Hey. We sure do.
Hey, this is what's going to get us on HBO.
Amen.
Jay, relax, brother.
Amen.
Tip picks, she go with. Now, ladies and gentlemen, these picks are some college bowl games, so you won't see them this weekend, but just follow Tip over the holidays. She know her sports. She's probably going to be right. She took Florida State minus 7. She took Mississippi State minus 6. D-Jizzle for Shizzle, my whistle.
Yes, sir.
He always get this one pick right, which is his homeboys.
Yep.
Every other team he lose.
Yep.
So he rolled Alabama.
Because he know him.
He rolled.
I got inside information.
Right.
He rolling with Alabama minus 10, but I'm taking Michigan State, and I want to beat
him. I'm
going
to keep cutting him off because I knew what he was going to say. Shaq went to the line. 50% is good enough. I'm 1-for-1 every week. Roll with your boy.
Okay. Then he said take the Giants because he think Carolina going to play possum and might barely win, but you get 7 at home. Well, I agree with D. Will on that. Superhero rolling with Detroit to show out against Tiff Boys on Monday night. Get slick money into the big money. No. Steve's a smart guy. That's why we're best friends.
He is smart, but he wrong about this one.
Just call y'all like that, Hancock. But anyway, Hancock took Detroit plus 4. Monday night against New Orleans. Tiff and I are going to go down to last play.
Yes, we are. Yeah,
it's going to be funny. We'll probably be at a sports bar somewhere, so y'all come out and see us.
Yeah.
T-I-P.
Yeah,
T-I-P. T.I.P.
I don't know what that means, but that's okay.
That's me. That's me. Oh, okay. So, yeah, check my name.
Isn't that funny? He's not pulling for me and I beat
him.
He
should be pulling for you.
Isn't that something?
He should want you to lose.
I should hope you get my food soon.
I'm going to buy you what you want.
Good.
Hey, okay. You're a cheap date. You don't drink.
That's right. Thank you.
You're a cheap date.
Yeah, that's right. Some women starting to realize that, too. Hancock also took Kansas City and Baltimore under, which is under 42. Good pick. HM3 going with La Tech, which is a real college. Western Kentucky is also another real college. We're not going to let HM3, when we go into a new facility, take those. Kellogg University, CVS University. He can't take those teams no more.
Georgia Tech State.
Yeah, Georgia Tech State. You
can't pick the teams that ain't on the paper.
Alma Honor, Nike University. Slick is going with Jacksonville to beat those big bad Falcons. They going for what? How many in a row? 7 in a row? For the Falcons losing.
6?
Yeah.
Nah,
this gonna seven. Be 7. It's gonna be 7.
Yeah, they already on 6.
Damn, they on. Oh man,
any team can put up 51 points one that's week bad. And then play the Falcons next week. I'm looking for a repeat. They might put up 5,000 points.
That's good. That's
not
good.
5,000.
That's a good pick.
And of course, the last pick for Slick Money against Lil Mama. I'm taking Kirk Cousins. I'm gonna get his jersey when he scores 5 touchdowns against Buffalo Bills and Slick get into the Super Bowl.
I need Buffalo to play some defense.
That's it, HM3. Let's get out of here.
Oh, we ain't finna go no
more.
We got some stuff.
Hold on, bro. You can't kick us out yet.
Right.
But it's been 2 years.
Yeah. My bad.
Just gonna kick us out after your segment.
I didn't know.
Go. Bye.
Right.
All right, let's Mark. Get out of here.
I did my segment. Well, no,
I was rounding up to the intro. You know,
you just rounded it up.
Yeah, my bad. I apologize. Yeah,
you out tomorrow, right?
I'm off a while.
I'm off a while. Well, yeah, the way you just came up, I would be off a while too.
If you want to see me,
I caught a job. And be like, look, I'm taking a stress leave. I'm taking this stress leave for the next 2 months.
Hey, my stomach hurts.
Hey, yeah. D. Will, how many people can we get out to let Slick Money buy them drinks for Steve Hancock's birthday? If y'all come out the way we are, I'm willing to buy y'all a drink.
But hold on, you gotta announce where we're going.
Okay, that's a secret location.
No, they had to find it.
They got to find us. If you want your drink, you find us.
Oh. Let's make this a scavenger hunt. Hit my Slick Money voice. Since we're going out tomorrow night, we're going to post tomorrow where we're going to be.
And if you follow our Facebook page.
If you follow our Facebook page, you can catch me tomorrow.
That part.
Put us on, and we will meet you out wherever for Hancock birthday and Slick Money going to buy you a drink.
So pay attention to that Facebook page if you want your drink.
Exactly. SRT Sports.
Oh, all right, real quick. Let's pick
HM3. No. I will not speak at his funeral. If D will die tonight, this is real talk. I'm going to sit beside his wife. I'm going to say, look, you know what? I'm going to put my arm around the first aid. He was really a good man. He did the Slick Money voice better than me. And I am jealous of him. Not only is he sexy.
Pause.
Pause. And he talked better than I do. And he got an education. That's wrong. God, you're wrong for that.
Got you wrong for that.
And he give away free bars.
And he don't even give me a t-shirt.
Oh, but yeah. I bet you D ain't come up on all that. What you just came up on this month, so you better be chilling over there.
D will.
Bet you ain't come up like that, D.
Tell your wife what happened.
Bet you ain't come up like that.
You finna get divorced.
Right.
Chicken with slick money.
I already told you what my excuse is. He paid for it. What am I supposed to do? I'm not gonna let him waste his money. I don't throw away. You know me, baby. I don't waste money.
Slick money team. What floor team name? The money team.
Yeah.
Slick money team. D Will wife is on the slick money team.
You ain't lying. I'm trying to get on the slick money team.
Yeah, yeah. I need a Louis Vuitton bag.
I'm on the slick money team.
Meet me at Lennox Sunday. I'm giving away purses.
I'm going to be there. Shoot. Tell me what time. I'll be there.
Right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. Here we go. Before we move on, we're going to have to make our college football championship pick.
Oh, yes. I'm so glad
you said
it.
Ain't but one team. I mean, you ain't picking
one
game.
You don't ask me.
Oh, just no,
we already know who you're picking.
You picking who you think will win the championship.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So you ain't picking but one team.
Oh, go him first. Go to him first. Go.
Can I go first?
Sure. We already know you going to Michigan State?
No.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
The pick of the year, I'm going with the Sooners to win it all, and I'm putting all my money on Oklahoma.
Baker Mayfield. Han, who you going with?
Roll Tide.
Tip.
I want to say Tide and I want to say Michigan State, but Roll Tide, Bama. You need to ask D, can we move on, Horace? Who are you picking?
Look how he looking.
Look, because this is not even a question to him.
Why are you even asking
me really? Like, seriously, why do you even look at him? Go ahead, Horace.
I just ate a cookie.
You just keep on eating it. Go ahead, Horace.
I'm going with Tide.
Oh.
Nick Saban will be.
Because I don't see him losing it twice.
One of the greatest college coaches.
That's just, I just can't see that.
And his own in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Where that bag at?
Hey, but listen, man.
Did everybody take Bama except me?
Hold on. Yeah, hold on. Preseason, college football, everybody took Bama except
Slick.
Yes, I did.
And it happened again.
And how many people you had in the Final Four?
I actually lost all of them.
He had none. I had two. Shout out to me.
But guess what,
though?
Guess what, Har? I like what he's trying to get at. But let me get back at him since he loved to do the slick.
See, I knew
balls.
He was going
to
say this.
I'm hot right now, Hal. You better stick with me. Put your money on Oklahoma. Mm. They remind you of Ohio State.
Mm.
They going to get talked about for the next 6 weeks. And I promise you this, Har. I will pay who you bet that Oklahoma surprise. Bama might not even get there. They got to worry about Michigan State first.
I wouldn't be surprised if they lost to Michigan
Me
State.
Me neither.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Gonna get them a 10-point spread. You gotta get these teams 10-point
spread. They gave them a 10-point spread like,
for 6 weeks. Hard to think about that. Are
right.
you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you. Hey,
is Oklahoma playing the semifinal game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're gonna beat Clemson State.
Yeah, they all got to play one.
They got all the people in the right places. They got the quarterback.
You don't see them get past Clemson.
They got the defensive end.
They not beating Clemson.
That's going to be a tough game. That is going to be one tough game, man.
Well, we got a lot of bets, D. I love dinner.
Hey, bro.
I love dinner.
I'll tell you what, D. I'll tell you what. I'd bet you Oklahoma, and I'd buy the tickets for you and your wife to go to Adele, the concert.
Oh, hell. Bet.
But look here. If you lose, you buy for me and her to go.
Oh.
Now, that's every time we bet, you never pay up.
When I had paid
that's
up.
True.
Calm down,
paid
D.
Up,
Lower
D.
your voice.
Hold on, when I ain't paid up.
I got witnesses. And yeah, what kind of, when we had them, what kind of.
Who's starting right now? Who's starting right now for the Cincinnati Bengals? Pay me my money.
I only said if somebody
gets
hurt.
Pay me my money. Who's starting?
He won't pay
up. Well, y'all break it even because you owe him. So y'all broke even.
He's broke it even.
So just like a penalty on the offense and defense, they're going to cancel each other out.
Cancel each other out.
What about the man? Who said they're going to run butt naked? Dip boy don't get $80 million?
That's what D. Was
oh, you don't
D
remember that? D
owe you some stuff.
You owe a lot of stuff.
I'm saying y'all can go outside and I go run and Tim will tell y'all I ran.
Because you know I'm watching.
Because y'all don't
Steve
think,
putting his head down because you lost a lot of time.
I don't think y'all want to see that swing.
I do.
Damn.
Oh, whoa.
All right. But this is.
It's our last night at Penthouse.
Okay. Yeah. That wheel, too.
That wheel.
I'm sorry, that wheel. Let me get that wheel back. That wheel done rolled all the way off.
Hey, he said it earlier.
He did, yo. He had to change the mood or something.
No, for real, because we went all the way left. Like, yeah, we in left field.
Yeah, we just go there, man.
D, I'm not going to bet you, man. I'm not going to bet you because I love you.
I pay up.
No, D, it's okay. I'd rather just hang out with your wife, man. It's okay.
Just hang out with your wife. Yo, how does he say that, though? I'd rather just hang out with your wife.
She's beautiful. I see why you married her. Jesus. Yeah, it's
that's
okay.
Funny.
Help us, Lord.
He going to help us. That's for sure.
Hilarious.
Hey, man, it's been great.
And you're going to end with my favorite song, yo. Yeah.
This has been a great run. Ah. And now it's time for us to say what we will miss about being in the penthouse. Loyal listeners, you just don't understand what it's like to be with family, doing what you want to do each and every week. The camaraderie, the drinks, the fun, and most of all, the pre-show conversations, without a doubt. It has to be the most entertaining 30 minutes to an hour that anyone can ever have. The pre-meeting, the pre-show meeting is just off the chain. That will be missed. I do what it's on you.
I'm going to miss the liquor cabinet. I'm going to miss that drawer on the right side of Slick Money bed that you pull out on the top. I'm going to miss being able to say I get to hang in Atlantic Station. People like, where you going? I'm going to Atlantic Station. Make it feel like I got some money. No, I'm balling, baby. I do a radio show at the top floor of 300. So I'm gonna miss that. All right, but for real, man, I miss Slick hospitality, man. And I said it kind of last week. For him to allow me to come in here and allow us to come in here and be ourselves, you know what I'm saying? Not, hey, man, take your shoes off at the door. I don't allow that in my house. You know what I'm saying? Be who you are. Do what you do, man. We appreciate it. Like we said earlier, I met everybody in this room, except for Horace. But everybody else in here, I met them in this room. This is where we started at. This is where we not going to finish at. So, big up to the penthouse.
I'm going to miss, like, this is like a second home to me. Like, as soon as I come in, I go into the pantry and the refrigerator. Like, so, I'm going to miss just being able to come in and just go get whatever I want to go get. Because yeah, it's there. Like, he has everything that we want in here. And so I'm going to miss just coming in here being like, okay, I feel like this. Let me go in this cabinet or this refrigerator or this pantry and get it. Like, Slick's hospitality has been above all others. Because like D said, he lets us come in here and we can be ourselves. He don't tell us you can't do this, you can't touch that, don't drink this, don't do that. He lets us feel like this is home where we can come in, take our shoes off, and kick it. And I'm gonna miss just kicking it in the penthouse, because it literally feels like I'm coming to my second home when I get in here. So like, I'm just at home. I ain't even got no shoes and socks on right now.
And she don't have
like,
her socks on.
I'm
no, y'all.
Barefoot. Like, so like, I'm really about to miss this. I'm gonna be barefoot in the studio. Bump it.
Yeah. All right,
hey man, I'll just miss coming to the penthouse, just like everybody else said, enjoying, you know, the freedom to just be what we want to be who we are, have a good time. Slick sets it out every time. You know, cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't miss the cookies, baby.
Don't miss the cookies. Oh, he going to have to bring them.
We got to bring the cookies. Like, we got to bring some stuff with us.
But, Shay,
we got to bring some stuff with us.
The one good thing about it is we can take with us the memories we created.
Mm-hmm. Man, we created a lot of.
I'm looking forward to creating many more.
Amen.
Amen to that, Slim.
Slim.
Slim Shady.
Big Money.
Oh, you cut the music off.
I did.
Oh, yes. One of my favorite songs. Hey, man, real talk. And, you know, D tickled me all night doing the Slick Money voice. The dude is pretty good. He should be on SNL. That's the show, right? SNL.
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I got that right. Yeah, D should be on that. This is a sad moment for me.
Oh
yeah, but I gotta. It's you know, for sadness, there's always a brightness too.
Oh yeah,
I get to save money.
You got enough of it right now.
Oh, I forgot that part, Tiff. I'm sorry.
Hey, we need that stunting on them.
But anyway, man, I'm telling you, man, Harris and Steve. I mean, really, I really want to cry now, but I don't want y'all to see that.
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do it.
I'm going to record you.
I'm okay with that.
And if you cry, I'm going to cry.
I'm a real man, D. This is real talk. You can hate me or love me. It don't make no difference. I don't care what people think about me. I've always been myself. Steve and Horace know that. How me and Steve met. And these two dudes, I love to death because we went through some trials and tribulations together for the last 25, 30 years, whatever the case may be, through marriages, divorces, great friends, kids, and, you know, never really getting mad at each other and all that stuff like that. And to have Tiff come into my life the way it did. And D just was amazing when he first walked through the door, talking his sports knowledge. All that I'm going to miss, we might be taken to another facility. But ain't nothing like the penthouse.
For real, yo.
And that's just real talk.
It ain't nothing like that. It will never be nothing like the penthouse.
And Jay substituting in for any one of us, still knowing his knowledge and being the nephew. This real talk, y'all family.
For sure.
And I love y'all like there's no tomorrow. This real talk. I'll do anything for any one of y'all. Steve know that. Horace know that. But the penthouse is gonna miss you guys. I post a picture up there letting y'all know that, hey, y'all home is always here if y'all ever need it.
Hey.
And if the place catch a fire with a heart, we still can come back.
We coming right back home.
Absolutely. And the D-Wheel, that liquor still going to be in the cabinet. That draw still going to be full.
Hey.
The cookies are still going to be in the jar.
Yes, have my popcorn in the pantry.
Hey. But
Pretzels too.
Y'all want to my pretzels too?
Oh, I always get your pretzels. Yeah. I didn't take none today though.
You don't be here yet.
Oh yeah, when you're not here, I'll be in them pretzels.
Jay, you got to be on patrol when I'm not here, Jay.
Jay gonna let me have anything I want. Jay. I'm a sweet talk, Jay.
Hey, Jay let me pull the crown apple out today. Like, go ahead, man.
Jay handed me some cookies.
Jay just got fired.
Jay even handed me some cookies today.
Top flight security just got fired for letting people have whatever they want.
Come on, Craig.
But no, man, seriously, it touches me to my heart that it's gonna end as far as being in the penthouse. Now I can come home and we just won't see nobody, man. On a Wednesday, you know, we'll be at another facility, but it just won't be here. And man, y'all special to me, man. It's real talk. I look forward to this. We argue on the show. And if the listeners could just sit in here and watch us, they would know exactly how each one of us feel and what we said. They would say, "Them folks telling the truth, man. You told me some fools before the show. I thought I was a fool. But y'all are just more of a fool than I am." Mm-hmm. I might say it on the air more, but off the air, that boy there is a fool. Tiff is a fool. I think HM3 might be the only common one because Steve can get funny too whenever he get ready. He only been nice because his son here.
Right. He trying to show off.
Yeah. If his son were here, he'd be up on the table today.
He trying to act like he all calm and just quiet. Don't say
I'm
nothing.
The great guy, Schlick. Don't say anything about me.
I'm the consummate professional.
Y'all need to chill out. The wheels are rolling off. Yeah. Calm down.
Do you see my picture? No more skinny lens. I'm the man now.
Hey, this is the place where he originated the marriage theory. Y'all want to go back
that
to that?
Is the funniest
y'all
want to
go back to that?
Hey, my brother
don't
said that.
Don't get him in trouble. Things good at home.
D-Will, my brother said that about 2 weeks. He said, what Steve said was so right. Yes. And he said that's the funniest thing he ever heard. And it's the truth. Oh, yeah. Jay Jizzle, come on in, man. Six man.
Of the year.
Can y'all hear me?
Of course.
There we go.
I'll try to bring a completely different perspective. It's a bittersweet moment for, you know, everybody, including myself. And I'll take everyone back, crew, the listeners, to this is sort of my metaphor. When Slick first moved in his building, or the penthouse, there was completely nothing. I saw Slick and the penthouse grow to what it is now from the very beginning, and I've seen this crew and the show grow to what it has become now. So that's pretty much my metaphor. I've seen over the last 5 years, I've seen several things come and go from the penthouse, and I've seen several things grow. And this is without a doubt the most beautiful thing that's come up. So, you know, the vision that Horace showed, you know, Slick providing the penthouse, Hancock always bringing in knowledge, doing what he does, and eventually adding Tiff and D Will to the show, it's really made it something special. So, me, I'll always be here. I mean, this is practically like
in a way you can say I live here too, not technically, but y'all know I'm here all the time. So, but you know, I've seen the show grow. You know, this is a historic moment in my opinion. This signals the end of an era, the era of the SRT show in the Penthouse. So this, and you know, we're looking forward to January 6th starting a new era in a new studio. Like Slick said, we'll never forget the Penthouse. It's always home. I mean, it's fostered so much creative and productive, so much scandalous, slanderous, so many highly comical. I mean, there's so many words to describe the conversations that go on in this building, and I just wish that all the fans could be here to experience what happens before the show, during the show, and after the show. And shout out to Chad and
Joe and them.
Hadn't seen you in who knows when.
But did they say they was going to be here every show this season? Remember them saying that in the first? Yeah, okay. I was just wondering if I was the only one that heard that. Okay.
But yeah, that's my whole spiel on it. But, you know, I'll definitely miss the growth. I'll miss the conversations. I'll still see everybody. We're just taking the crew to a different place, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Everything will be the same, but we'll have to get comfortable with that new place. But, you know, I expect the same. Moving on to bigger and better things. And congrats, crew.
Appreciate you.
Wow, man.
Real quick, I need to thank God real fast. Because literally 2 weeks before I met y'all, I was at work walking down the hallway talking to one of my coworkers. And he was like the second person that week that told me, he's like, man, I love your voice. Like, you need to be on radio. I can listen to you talk all day. That night, I actually went home and I prayed to God and I said, look, God, I've always wanted to be in radio some type of way. And you know, I love sports. So if there's some type of way I can do some sports radio or something, I feel like this is the time, and I'm praying for this to happen in my life. Literally 2 weeks later, my mom told me that she met Slick, and she told me that he does a sports podcast show. And these words came out of my mouth. I said, Mom, the only reason you met him was for me to get on that show, because I literally prayed to God about this. So you ain't meeting him for you. You met him for me. So appreciate it.
Damn,
and
stole mama thunder.
I did. Like, literally, and that's exactly what literally went down. And, like, God works in the best, most mysterious ways. And when I tell you my prayers got answered, and y'all have been the best thing that has ever happened to me so far, like, I'm really grateful for y'all, for real.
Hey,
hey, Horace. Tiffany is right, man, because I swear to God, when her mom told me about her, I thought her mom was playing. She said, Vic, my daughter knows sports. I said, everybody say that about their kids.
Right, right.
Man, Tiffany got on the phone with me, and I was just talking to Breeze with about sports. I just was so impressed. I couldn't wait to get the phone to call Horace, because we knew it was some pieces missing. We knew me and Steve and Horace could carry it, but it was some stuff missing.
Yeah, and you told me on the phone, he's like, well, you told my mom or something, well, we can interview you. I'm like, no, I'm going to be on the show with them. Damn, an interview.
but the funny thing about it, though, when I talked to Horace, I said, Horace, man, she cold, man. And he's like, you know, your cold is always a different type of cold.
Which is true.
Yeah, I couldn't say it was cold because she's beautiful, because I never saw her. But her knowledge was so impressive. I said, Horace, you got to let this chick come. I was just impressed with everything she said. For a female, I'm not saying females don't know sport. Please don't take that the wrong way. But she said it like she been just like slept with a basketball all her life, or a baseball, or football.
I used to sleep with a basketball.
Yeah, she knew her stuff, and I was so impressed with her. Please listen to Horace Slick. If you like a man, let's roll. We'll talk to Steve. It was perfect. And I really was shocked when D. Will came. His knowledge about Bama was so impressive, and he just was intelligent. It just was a perfect fit, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I didn't see the vision like you saw it. You know, I came in, you know, I didn't hear the first 5-6 shows because you and Steve kept saying, what you waiting on?
Right.
Because I didn't think I ever sounded as good as you guys did.
I listened to that today as well.
So I knew that you and Steve was good because y'all talked more about it than I do, and I was more slang and stuff like that. But when I heard it for the first time, I fell in love with me.
Yeah.
Man, and if you listen the first show, 15, 16, 17, up until now, like, we've grown so much as a unit.
Absolutely.
It's, like, amazing. Yeah. From listening to, like, our shows and, like, the teens up until the shows in the 90s, we've grown tremendously and have gotten so much more professional.
I used to scream a lot.
The
I don't scream as much anymore. Y'all can give me my props. I don't scream no more.
Good job.
But the thing about it is, and I'm glad Tiffany touched on it, Hancock touched. I mean, everybody touched on it, especially Jay brought it out.
Yeah, Jay something else, ain't he?
Yeah, Jay
Smooth. Jay had a brother about to cry, Jay Smooth. Man. Jay Smooth.
But you have to understand that I was taught a very great lesson. BC used to tell me all the time, you always try to control things. But when you say, I'm going to let the Lord lead me, then that's what you have to do. So if he gave you the vision, then the only thing you have to do is walk in it. Stop trying to do what is not there for you. Just walk in it. Just continue to walk. I'm going to give you your vision. If you dedicate yourself and commit to the vision, it's not for everybody to see. It's not for everybody to understand. But if you have faith in what the vision is, then everything will work out the way it needs to be. I didn't do anything to try to make this better. The only thing I did was walk in the vision. So everything that happened was supposed to happen.
You right about that one, Big O.
Ain't no doubt about it. Everything that happened was supposed to happen. I didn't do anything extra. I didn't do anything. I wasn't sweating. I wasn't worried. I wasn't concerned. Everything happened. Because the one thing that she taught me is that you have to go through the process. If you skip it, you go skip success as well.
Oh, you sound like Nick Saban.
Man, she was so wise.
So all the mix of smoking. Y'all remember that?
Yes, man.
That mug wasn't smoking. That mug blew up.
That mug blew up on us.
The mic not working. The plugs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We need to get another headset.
Yeah.
Yep.
See, that's the process.
It sure was.
Those are process. The process says, how much do you believe in this vision?
We used to sit over there, y'all.
We sure did, up against that wall, basically.
Yeah, that's it. So, shout out to BC.
Shout out, BC.
Absolutely.
Because that's a philosophy that I live by.
Man, she was so wise.
You only can control what you can, and if you allow the Lord to lead you, you let him control what he's given you to do.
Amen.
So this is what has happened. It went from an idea to this.
To IBNX, baby.
To IBNX Radio, baby, live and in color.
And again, I can't thank Slick enough for the hospitality, the conversations, the advice, at least believing in it, finally.
Took him a second.
You know, but again, I wasn't concerned. I wasn't worried. It was going to happen the way it was going to happen anyway. So with that being said, it is time for our shout outs. Episode 95, final one in the penthouse. Shout out to all our loyal listeners. It's so many to name that
we gotta stop naming. We're gonna get in trouble.
Exactly. So many to name. So shout out to our loyal listeners. Shout out to everybody who I spoke with as far as my idea about this podcast. Shout out to Shay. Shout out to Pam. Shout out to Tracy. Shout out to Helen. Shout out to Miss Reva. Shout out to BC. These are all the people that have been in my corner since it was an idea.
Shout out to Stacy. And believe it or not, I had to explain what the vision was. They probably didn't even understand what I was trying to do.
Just do it.
They listened.
They just listened to him talk.
They were just listening. But okay, cool. Whatever you want to do, we behind. Just let me know. But shout out to that. Shout out to the Penthouse. Shout out to my crew. I love y'all. Shout out to J Smooth. Shout out to Maddie. Shout out to Autumn. Shout out to the people who finally let us park without having to look for parking.
That part.
Thank you, people.
Exactly. Right. But all in all, man, I love you guys. This is a milestone. It's a great, great moment. Big and better things are to come.
I want to give a shout out to everybody. I'm praying for my oldest daughter. She's flying in from Italy this Saturday. Whoop. Hope you have a safe flight, honey. Yeah. Yeah, have a good safe trip. I'm truly grateful because she was in Paris a week before the shooting on that tragedy, and she got back to Italy safely. So God is good.
Yes, he is.
And shout out to Maddie for sharing her home with the crew.
Shout out, Maddie.
She snuck in and out every time, but to give up her home and not complain is good. And I just thank Jay Smooth, say all the good words, just a good dude. Little Hancock who roll in with us like family. So many guests we done had here for the sports show and the Love Relationship show. It's just a blessing to have a lot of wonderful people in your life. And like I said, I can't thank Tiffany Mom enough for her and I meeting and Tiff coming a part of our life. Just beautiful. Love D. Will, just argumentative. Is that the right word?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, good. Scream at the top of his lungs.
Yep.
But he can rap too. So if I ever get any money.
You got some.
I want to sign D. Will to a contract. Some. Damn, it's sports boys.
I'm open.
Yeah, I'm going to sign him to a DR. But shout out to everybody who followed the Sports SRT show, who follows us on Facebook. Thank you so much for making us and supporting us and just showing us love, man, because God is good. And I said it a million times. I'm a living witness. If you don't believe in God, keep on standing in your situation, Hancock.
Yep.
He will show you that he's for real.
Man, he sure will.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you. I love my crew. The best crew in the world. I would do anything in the world for them. Just true people. On you, Hancock.
Shout out, crew. Enjoyed it again. Looking forward to our new home. But anyway, shout out to y'all for, you know, allowing me to be me. You know, I get a little long-winded sometimes when we talk sports.
But that's you. That's you.
It is what it is. So I appreciate y'all in that fact. Shout out to my AAA guy, JJ. I think that's what his name is.
AAA guy.
But, yeah, he came back.
Shout out mine.
What about the cable guy?
Yeah, him too. But my AAA guy was the man. He came up the other day. Shout out to my new Facebook friends and family.
Yeah, hey. He finally got back on the book. He finally got back on the book.
And those who didn't know it was me.
Right.
Yeah, S.P. Patrick. What the hell is that?
I said the same thing. I'm like, S.P. Patrick. Oh, wait, that might be Hancock.
Anyway, shout out to y'all. Y'all come on with us. Follow us to the new digs. IBNX Radio. Horace going to get all that. I'm just going to repost.
We're just going to share them posts.
Yeah, I'm going to keep. That's what I'm talking
just
about.
Keep on sharing.
We're going to get them.
Yeah, yeah. We got them.
Hey, Hancock's still on Facebook.
Yeah, we got them.
But anyway, shout out to all y'all. Appreciate y'all. Keep checking in. I keep hitting y'all up on mine and Twitter and everything like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, shout out to everybody on YouTube.
All right, I want to give a shout out, of course, to all the ladies that listen and support the SRT show. I need to give a shout out to my AAA guy, Mark, because I got a flat tire at 4 in the morning in a bad part of town on Friday, and he came in 15 minutes to save me. I think that's the fastest they ever run.
Hey.
I need to shout out all the loyal listeners that have helped the Sports Roundtable evolve into the big things that we are blowing up into. Because without our listeners, we wouldn't have a show. So, well, I appreciate y'all for listening to us, because the SRT show is blowing up into huge things, and we definitely want y'all along for the ride. I need to give a shout out to the Penthouse. Of course, I'm going to miss this place. Shout out to Jay Smooth. Shout out to Youngin.
And I got to give a shout out to my crew.
Yeah.
We live and in color January 6th, baby. Let's do this thing.
Yep.
Let's do this thing.
All right. Real quick, shout out to the crew.
Yeah.
Shout out Dobie, R.I.P. Dobie.
R.I.P. Dobie.
Just for the last time in the penthouse. And I want to also say shout out to my main man, Slick Money, man. My main man, Slick Money. I got to say, thank you for the hospitality, brother.
Absolutely.
I know we said it a lot of times, but I'm a shout out somebody else. To every person who has ever came through the penthouse to kick it with us during the show, at some point in time, I want to shout y'all out. Thank you for come witnessing. From the ones who cook food, that brought us spirits and goodies, that just came and sat in the crowd and sat on the couch and listened to us talk. We appreciate y'all, man. And
absolutely.
Also, I want to say big shout out to that
66,000.2. Get it right.
66,200 people that listen to the SRT crew.
All time.
All time. Hey, IBNX Radio, I hope y'all ready for us, baby.
Because we about to be that number one show.
Hey, we coming to take over, y'all.
We coming for that number one spot.
Hey.
Well, that's a lot of folks.
That's a lot of folks, baby.
That's a lot of folks for real.
Hey, 66,000.
Hey. Don't forget the point two.
Point two. Yeah, take them 200 people.
No, yeah, we taking them 200. Come on.
Wow. That's a lot of folks.
It is. That's love.
Whew. 66,000.
Now we about to be at. We going to hit that million mark soon.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we reaching for. We want the millions.
We reaching for. All right, baby. You already know what time it is. For the last time.
Hey. Turn up on a Thursday. Yeah, he's two-step. He's doing his two-step. He's doing his two-step.
You already know.
Yeah.
Sports Round Table has evolved.
Yeah.
If for the last time in the penthouse, this is how we sign off.
Whoa.
Let's hit it, Hancock.
I'm leaving the penthouse. I'm coming home, baby.
The Jewel of Sports is leaving the building.
Find yourself a church home. God is good. I'm a living witness.
Bama. And you already know, Big Ho from Bankhead, the Bankhead legend. Thank you, BC. Mama get well. IBS Radio, here we come. SRT crew. And we out.
Peace. See ya.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.